filled with steamy torch songs, and the spirit of Barbara Stanwyck hovers over the bar. Forbidden lust lurks behind every innuendo. Join Stray Cat Theater for their sensational season closer, Pulp, showing every Thursday through Sunday from March 28th through April 19th. Tickets available now at StrayCatTheater.org.
That's StrayCatTheater.org, or call the box office at 480-820-8022.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Fighting getting more intense in parts of Iraq as the government and coalition forces try to beat back Shiite militia forces. The AP's Robert Reed says there have been ground battles underway in a Shiite stronghold in Baghdad.
American forces have been involved in clashes in the Baghdad area. However, according to the U.S. military, in all cases, these were defensive, where the other side fired first.
And a U.S. helicopter fired a missile into Baghdad's Sadr City neighborhood, killing four people. Later, mourners took to the streets. American jets also dropped bombs overnight in Basra. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has more on the operation from London.
Major Tom Holloway says jets have been providing air support since clashes between Shiite militias and Iraqi forces erupted in the southern oil port. But it's the first time bombs have been dropped.
President Bush says the decision to move Iraqi troops into Basra is a defining moment for that country. A break in the interstate shootings in Virginia. Police have picked up a suspect identified as Slade Woodson on weapons charges in a separate shooting.
Woodson is considered a suspect in the Interstate 64 shootings that took place during the overnight hours of March 27.
Six vehicles were hit during the shootings. Two people were injured. Their wounds are not said to be life-threatening. Several inmates have been injured in a prison riot in South Texas. That riot is the second in Texas in recent weeks. A split in the Democratic Party in Pennsylvania. Senator Bob Casey has now announced his endorsement in the presidential race.
I'm here today for one purpose, and it's to endorse Barack Obama to be the next president.
Democratic Party Chief Howard Dean is warning Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and their supporters to be careful about tearing each other down and possibly damaging the party's chances of winning the White House in November. He told the AP he hopes the Democratic nominee will be decided shortly after the primaries end in early June. On Wall Street, an uptick, the Dow up more than 40 points. This is AP Radio News. A Kentucky woman accused of murdering her two children has pleaded not guilty. She was arrested yesterday after police say that she had held a counselor hostage at the University of Louisville. Authorities found the children's bodies after going to check on the home. Ordinary folks in Cuba may be getting something most people listening to this already have. Cell phones. AP's Will Weiser has more on that.
The contracts will be offered in Cuban convertible pesos, which is a currency that's mainly for foreigners and for tourists. It's worth 24 times the regular Cuban peso, which is what Cubans are paid in by the state. So it's going to be very expensive for many Cubans to afford.
This is the first official announcement of the lifting of a major restriction since Raul Castro took over for his brother Fidel. A New York teacher says an anonymous tip to her MySpace page helped her track down her son in South Korea. Tiffany Rubin says her ex-boyfriend disappeared with their 7-year-old son after an August visit. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Casino Arizona. Did you know that Casino Arizona slots will pay out $7.1 million today? That's over $295,000 every hour. What are you waiting for?
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farish, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
If you're a small business owner or office manager and you're dissatisfied with your current courier service, switch to the speed of Lightning. Lightning Courier Service provides on-demand personalized service statewide with the fastest guaranteed delivery by professional drivers who will give you exclusive attention. For more information, log on to lightningcourierservice.com or call 480-922-4929. For service that's lightning fast, call Lightning Courier Service at 480-922-4929.
Pick up Fashion Fighter, the book, out now on paperback at iUniverse.com.
Kylie's just met her biological father for the first time and discovers he's lost his legs in war in Iraq. She has a million questions about soldiers, war, death, and what she can do about it. Rallying her fellow students, Kylie starts a campaign to educate others about the war. She begins to decipher a sense of the world around her and what her own growing beliefs are. As she discovers, not everyone agrees with her. In fact, her new interest causes her another battle in her own home. Readers will be rooting as Kylie valiantly stands up for what she knows in her heart to be right.
Order your copy of Fashion Fighter today at iUniverse.com. This work of juvenile fiction includes a vocabulary and discussion section for parents and educators. Address the tough issues of war, peace, stepfamilies, and more with a child or teen you love. Fashion Fighter, the book at iUniverse.com.
Hey, Jeff Farias here. It's already starting to heat up, and I need my air conditioning checked. I called Parker & Sons. Parker won the BBB Torch Award for business ethics, so I know I can trust them. And right now, Parker offers an AC tune-up for only $69, a $30 savings. Great, trustworthy service at a fair price. How can you go wrong? Do what I did. Call Parker & Sons at 602-2-REPAIR. That's 602, the number 2, then R-E-P-A-I-R. For Parker and Sons.
Has this oath become nothing more than a quaint, obsolete little exercise?
Well, to the best of my ability,
preserve, protect, and defend.
Spoken once every 4 years.
The Constitution of the United States.
To make us all feel like we're still a part of something.
So help me God.
01-20-2009. What'll it mean to you? Talk, listen, activate your passion. 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Welcome to the Tom Hartman Program.
Tom Hartman.
Truth in Broadcasting.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Tom Hartman here with you, broadcasting live today from Missoula, Montana, KMPT, our local affiliate. And we're very, very pleased to be here, and just some great folks and a great radio station, a marvelous community, a beautiful state. And I'm honored to have with us the governor of that state, Governor Brian Schweitzer, Governor, you've been on our program before about how a progressive became the governor of what everybody thought was a red state, but here you have a couple of Democratic senators. You've got, what's happened to Montana?
Well, I don't know. I think in some ways, if you get to looking in the rearview mirror, you're going to run in the ditch. So my job is just to keep that pickup going down the highway. It is interesting, though, if you start thinking about all the states that have two Democrats who are U.S. senators and a Democrat who is the governor, you start thinking through, California, that's a big blue state. Wait a second. No, they got a Republican governor. Well, Oregon, what about Oregon? No, actually, they have a Republican senator. Right. Washington State? Oh, yeah, there you got one. All right, that's good. Yeah. So now let's work our way out. And you start thinking about, well, there's really not that many states that are like Montana, where you have two United States senators and a governor who are Democrats. So we're maybe a little bit different kind of Democrat here in Montana. I'm going to be honest with you. Democrats in Montana, we like to pack a gun.
Well, you know, Bernie Sanders, who's going to be our guest in our next hour, is the first hour of our show every week from Vermont. Is 100% voting with NRA. I mean, his position. I mean, he's from a rural state, and in fact, you don't even need a carry permit in Vermont. And his position has always been: this should be up to the states. You know, gun stuff should be up to the states. It's by and large, and you know, outside of things like shoulder fired missile launchers and machine guns.
Well, I get a kick out of some people who call themselves conservatives, and the only Bill of Rights that they support is the Second Amendment. But they don't, the First Amendment, not so
they
much.
Ignore the
Fifth
rest
Amendment,
of it.
Yeah, they don't care about those.
Yeah.
Number two, that's the only one they can think about.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good with all of them.
There you go. There you go. And apparently the voters here know it. And also, one of the great values of the West. And, you know, living in the Pacific Northwest, I see this, but, I mean, I think everybody in the country knows this. One of the great values of the West is the environment. And you're on your way out. You said you got a trunk load of dynamite and a bunch of long fuses. You're on your way out to blow up a dam.
That dam was built 100 years ago. It was a dam that was built on the Clark Fork River. The idea was they wanted to produce a little electricity for the sawmills that we had in the area. Problem is, about the first year they got that little dam built on the Clark Fork, there was a big flood upstream, and a bunch of this sediment that came down from mines that had, you know, selenium and copper and zinc and arsenic.
Toxic forms.
Oh, huge quantities, millions of tons, hundreds of millions of tons, and it has been stored behind that dam now for 99 years.
Uh-oh.
And so we've been pushing on the folks to get this thing cleaned up. EPA's been involved in it. It was actually, the problem was created by a company by the name of Anaconda that mined in Montana over 100 years ago. They sold to ARCO. ARCO has sold to British Petroleum. British Petroleum now has the responsibility to clean it up, and we're demonstrating in Montana what we call the restoration economy. All of these problems that we had over the last 100 years, people were mining in a way that was destroying rivers and streams, they've left messes behind, they've gone bankrupt. Well, now we've demonstrated that we can create jobs restoring Montana's grandeur. So we're cleaning up streams, we're taking care of toxins, and we're employing people that drive big yellow tractors and move dirt around, and this will be a permanent legacy. So unlike the last 100 years where people were able just to rip and run in the West, we're saying we are going to clean up these messes and we're going to pass along a Montana better for the next generations than it was for the last.
Yeah. It seems that the mandate for certainly the 19th century mandate and arguably the first two-thirds of the 20th century mandate for businesses that had some interaction with the environment, whether it was the oil industry or whether it was the mineral industries, where they had was to externalize cost and internalize profit. And there's bring all the profit into the company, dump all the costs on the community. And I'm surprised to hear you say that BP is now responsible for cleaning this thing up, that you've been able to capture that externalized cost that was generated hundreds of, 100 years ago or more, or in that neighborhood, and bring it into the present and say, you guys are responsible for that. How did you do that?
Well, it's never easy because the best response to any of this is trying to wiggle out of it. Say, oh, well, you can't make me liable for something that happened 100 years
ago.
Well,
when the Cuyahoga River in Ohio caught on fire, they weren't able actually to track back to which companies were involved because there were so many. I mean, there was hundreds of companies that were dumping, flammable pollutants into this river.
That's the advantage here. It was one. It was Anaconda Copper Company who owned this whole state. They owned all the newspapers. 80 years ago in Montana, every newspaper was owned by an Anaconda Copper Company.
Really?
They controlled our legislature. They wrote the bills. They supplied the whiskey and women to the legislators. They owned this whole dang state outright. Huh. And then their power and influence decreased over the last 20, 30 years. They sold to ARCO, and now ARCO is sold to British Petroleum. And when British Petroleum bought ARCO, they recognized that they had up to a $500 million liability here in Montana. So they've recognized that from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. ARCO was clear with BP when they bought them that this has to be cleaned up and we're going to have to pay for it. Mm-hmm. But the advantage of this is now we're creating jobs. People in 10, 15 years ago, people were saying, jobs or the environment? You
right.
can't have both. Well, we're demonstrating in Montana that cleaning up the messes in the past will create good-paying jobs for the next generation or two.
Well, in fact, I had a conservative on my program yesterday who was making the assertion that, for example, this new version of the Clean Air Act that's making its way through Congress, suggesting the whole cap-and-trade system, that this would be a terrible thing for business and it's going to cause us to lose jobs. I'm like, wait a minute. Making carbon a little more expensive, so you're encouraging things like solar and wind and geothermal and wave power and everything else. This is going to hurt an economy. What? Don't you believe in the American innovation?
Clean energy production that is domestic and clean will be the greatest engine to America's economy since the Industrial Revolution. Mark my words.
Yeah.
Producing electricity with wind and solar, driving electric cars that are carbon neutral, the battery technology to be able to store things like solar and wind power when the wind isn't blowing or the sun isn't shining, those technologies will be exported all over the world, and the industrialists of America will be the ones that profit the most.
Right.
Look, innovation, technology always conquers. And in this situation where the whole world has recognized that we have a responsibility to take care of this planet for future generations, it means that people will be buying these clean products. Clean is green, and I'm talking about greenbacks.
There you go. By the way, I should let our listeners know, typically Bernie Sanders is the first hour of our show. He's going to be the second hour of our show today because Governor Schweitzer and Senator Tester were available to us in the first hour.
I bumped Bernie.
You bumped Bernie Sanders.
Oh, my God, I hate to do that.
But you got to blow up a dam, so you know we didn't want to postpone that. So we appreciate your coming in. Green, how do you... Or is it just self-evident here in Montana to conservatives who are, you know, because I get these guys on from Washington, D.C. and from the East Coast on my show, these quote conservatives, they call themselves conservatives, and I don't think Barry Goldwater would recognize any of them, frankly.
He wouldn't even be in the same room with them.
That's right. And they're speaking the absolute opposite of what you're saying. And is it that conservatives in this state and Republicans in this state get it, that what you're talking about really has nothing to do with Republican or Democratic or conservative or liberal, that it has to do with common sense and what's right for the state? And is that why a progressive like yourself, Brian Schweitzer, is able to win and win handily as the governor of the state of Montana?
I got to tell you, when I was first elected and I proposed that Montana ought to have a renewable portfolio standard, which simply says that 15% of Montana's electricity will be produced from renewable resources like wind power. Oh, my gosh, these lobbyists, they said, wind power, that's for hippies living on a mountaintop, smoking marijuana.
Right.
Real energy comes from coal. Well, we got it to pass.
And you got a lot of coal here, too.
We have a lot of coal. Well, we're going to have clean coal technology, but with wind technology, we are creating jobs. In fact, there's about $1 billion worth of investment in wind energy during the last couple of years in Montana. It's good for jobs,
whoa,
and it's clean, it's green, and it's renewable.
$1 billion.
$1 billion.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And the state legislature is going on. What's the state legislature like here in Montana?
Well,
who controls it and what's
Oh, it's about half and half. The Senate is controlled by the Democrats, 26-24. There's 100 members in the House, 49 of them are Democrats, 50 of them Republicans, and one is a constitutional member. So it's about 50-50.
Yeah.
They like to throw bombs at one another, but at the end of the day, we usually get the job done here in Montana.
Yeah, it seems that you're doing an extraordinary job of that. I'm really impressed. We're speaking with Governor Brian Schweitzer, the governor of Montana. You speak Arabic, sir.
Iowa. Assalamu alaikum to the Arabic speakers out there.
Salam alaikum. I thought it was alaikum.
That's the response. Alaikum salam. Salam alaikum. I come in peace. Alaikum salam. I also come in peace.
Alaikum salam. Oh, so let's talk about the Middle East for a little bit, if you don't mind, when we come back.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. 16 minutes past the hour on the Tom Hartman program.
Tom Hartman. Speaking the truth that multinational corporations don't want you to know. This is the Tom Hartman program. Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
The kitten who appears at the end of every episode of the Mary Tyler Moore Show is named Mimsy. While she looks like she's meowing in the shot, she's actually yawning. Higgins never shuts up. Even when there's no one to hear and he's running around the house, he chatters to himself. Because Purina One Nutrition targets your pet's specific health needs, you should see a healthy difference in your pet after feeding Purina One for just 30 days. Some changes you may not be able to see on the outside, but you can be sure they're happening on the inside. The natural fiber blend in Purina One's hairball formulas minimizes hairballs and promotes healthy digestion. Antioxidants, including selenium and vitamin E for immune health. It's made with real poultry or fish for strong muscles and a healthy heart. Even though I can't see what's happening inside, I still know Higgins has changed for the better since our switch to Purina One 2 years ago, because he looks brighter and healthier and has great energy. My cat is healthier inside and out thanks to Purina One. Could a change in pet food change your cat's health for the better? Find out. Call 1-866-380-MEOW, 1-866-380-MEOW, for your free 3.5-pound bag of one of the 9 Purina One formulas that are available. Call today, 1-866-380-MEOW. You, the listeners of 1480 KPHX, are some of the most intelligent, informed, and stylish talk radio listeners in the nation. Hi, I'm Tom Hartman, and if you hadn't noticed, summer's just around the corner. Now's the time to seal your floors, patios, and decks from the damaging rays of the sun and desert environment. More often than not, sealants disintegrate and leave surfaces exposed to damage, and most sealing products are composed of ingredients that are not earth-friendly. Well, Monolithic Finishes is in the vanguard of new technology. Monolithic Finishes is committed to making the smallest possible footprint on the planet, using only natural, environmentally gentle sealants and finishes that don't sacrifice quality and durability. What about style? This technology allows you to see levels of depth, texture, and color that you simply won't see with other flooring finishes. Discover a multi-spectrum glow on every type of material. So for beautiful flooring that makes a world of difference, call Monolithic Finishes today.
at 505-907-8891. That's 505-907-8891. At Monolithic Finishes, your floor is their canvas. For more information, call 505-907-8891.
Being called a loser means you may be our winner. And being our winner dumps $1,000 in your pocket. Log on to 365dietchallenge.com and take the free diet challenge. We're looking for the fittest, fastest weight loss story. If we feature yours, you'll win $1,000 in cash and your picture featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com today to register for your sample package of Impact Diet products and enter to win $1,000. Your free sample package from 365freedietchallenge.com also comes with personal weight loss coaching to help you meet your diet goals. Pay only a shipping and handling charge to have your free samples rushed out. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com and you could be telling all your friends, I'm a winner. Again, this offer is good for this month only. Lose weight and enter to be our $1,000 winner and featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com. That's 365freedietchallenge.com. Shipping and handling fees may apply.
Are you sick of having lots of hot air blowing at you? Keep your cool. Call North Valley Mechanical, your air force. North Valley Mechanical is locally owned and operated by veterans with over 30 years' experience in the field and can repair and replace any air conditioner. If North Valley Mechanical can't fix it, it can't be fixed. Call North Valley Mechanical today and ask about a high-efficiency American Standard system at 480-538-9184. Call North Valley Mechanical, your air force, at 480-538-9184. Or at NorthValleyMechanical.com.
Local economies are strong economies. Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. One of the things I really love about 1480 KPHX is how they do the vast majority of their business with locally owned companies. Local media connecting local businesses with local customers. That's the way radio is supposed to work. Keep Progressive Talk going strong and keep more of your dollars right here in town. Visit the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com. Thank you.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Past the hour on the Tom Hartman Radio Program, brought to you in part by you, our listeners, supporting our local radio stations, putting their bumper stickers on your cars, listening to the ads, supporting the advertisers, buying their products, and our national sponsors like SEIU 1199, 200,000 health and hospital workers saying that health care should be a right, not a privilege, in these here United States. We're broadcasting live today from 930 KMPT in Missoula, Montana, and honored to have with us in the studio the governor of the great state of Montana, Brian Schweitzer. And Governor, you lived in the Middle East, you speak Arabic. Give us your take on what's going on.
Well, I got to tell you, I lived in Saudi Arabia from 80 to 87, and during the 80s, of course, there was a war going on between Iraq and Iran. And we, the United States, supported Iraq. We were moving arms, we were moving money. In fact, the reason we knew they had weapons of mass destruction is because we'd actually moved the chemical weapons to Saddam Hussein in fighting Iran.
We sold them to him.
We gave them.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is, the reason we were supporting Iraq is because you got to understand the Shia-Sunni dynamics. Our main allies in the region, Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, the Emirates, Jordan, Egypt, are Sunni.
Right.
And the Persians are Shia,
right.
And Iraq is...
The Persians being Iran.
Iran, yeah, well, sorry. But, you know, the Persians,
right.
Iran.
Right.
So the bottom line is that Iraq is a buffer between Iran and our allies, Kuwait and Saudi Arabia. Now, in Iraq, 65% of the people are and were Shia. And having Saddam Hussein, who is not a Shia, in charge of Iraq was a good thing for us, because that Shia theocracy of Iran... If a theocracy were to blow across Iraq and then a Islamic theocracy would challenge and threaten our allies and our oil supply in Saudi Arabia and Kuwait, would be a bad thing.
Well, in fact, I understand the residents, the people who live in the oil field area of Saudi Arabia are mostly Shiites, even though they're a minority in Saudi Arabia, that particular part of the country.
That's exactly right, in the Al-Hasa region.
Yeah.
The bottom line is that by having Saddam Hussein fight that war, now there were a million people lost in Iraq.
Terrible bloody war.
And then... We honestly, what happened is we had 30,000 men and women in uniform in Saudi Arabia in the 80s. I mean, people don't like to know or talk about that, but we've been in the Middle East with our military for the last 60 years defending our oil fields.
Right.
And when Saddam Hussein attacked Kuwait, we rightfully went in, helped our allies in Kuwait, and we repelled him. And the Kuwaiti royal family gave us bases in Kuwait, which are the most strategic places on the planet. Well, we didn't have any business going into Iraq because we had more control in Iraq than any place else on the planet. We had eyes in the sky. You couldn't back a pickup out of a garage with a tank of gas in the back of it without us having eyes in the skies and watching it.
Plus, we had the UN inspectors on the ground.
And we controlled all the revenue coming in and out. We had better control of Iraq than we did Kansas. Yeah. And so why would we go into Iraq? Now, we've created a vacuum in Iraq. And I'm going to be honest with folks. People say, when are we leaving? How are we getting out of the Middle East? I'm just going to be honest with you. We're not leaving. We've been there for the last 60 years, and I'm going to tell you who's responsible. You. Everybody listening, you're using oil. Until America is energy independent, until we're producing domestic energy with things like wind and solar power, and we've invested in battery technology so we drive electric cars, until we find ways of using coal without putting carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, until we find ways of producing new, clean, domestic energy domestically, we're going to be committing the next generation and the generation that follows to be in the Middle East to defend those oil fields. So you can't be a big shot driving down the road right now saying, boy, I'm going to a pro-peace rally. No, you're using oil, we're importing it, and we are totally dependent on those dictators in the Middle East. You want to stop? You support our efforts in clean and green energy.
Right.
You invest in solar and wind power. Invest in battery technology. If we were driving electric cars in this country right now, we could be off foreign oil in 15 years.
Right. It's the old bumper sticker, when you're driving alone, you're driving with Osama. It's far more than that, actually, the way that you're characterizing it. And it just blows my mind that there are all these right-wing think tanks in Washington, D.C. and elsewhere. And, you know, I have them on, folks from these organizations on my show all the time as guests to debate these issues, who are being funded in part by the big oil companies, and they represent themselves as the pinnacle of patriotism, you know, the flag pin on the lapel, the whole bit. They are the most patriotic, and yet what they're arguing against is all these new technologies that you're talking about and an increased and continued reliance on foreign oil. It's crazy.
The largest money laundering scheme in the history of the world is going on with the multinational oil companies right now.
Yep.
We import 4 billion barrels of oil. We give $1 billion a day to those dictators, and those big oil companies, the multinationals, they're not developing oil and gas resources domestically. They're not drilling wells in Montana or Wyoming. They're drilling them in Angola, in Nigeria, in Kazakhstan, in Saudi Arabia, and they are functioning as just taking your dollars from your pocket, giving them to the dictators. They take a piece of the profit on the way by. In fact, that piece of the profit is good enough so that ExxonMobil now has, what, $60 billion in cash?
Yeah.
The largest cash position in the history of the world for any corporation.
Yeah, going back to the Roman Empire.
And that means, really all they're doing is they're just laundering the money.
Yeah.
They take a piece of the action. And those dictators would like to destroy our way of life. The faster we can get out of their backyard, the faster we're energy independent, the faster we have clean, green, domestic energy, the sooner we can bring our men and women home.
Yeah, amen. That's what Jimmy Carter was saying in 78, you know, when he declared that by the year 2000 we'd have 20% of all the electricity in America from solar energy. And Reagan shot that down as soon as he came into office.
Too bad the actor got elected, not the farmer.
There you go. Governor Brian Schweitzer of the great state of Montana, thank you, sir, for being with us.
Adios.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartmann Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartmann, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code BLUE to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, BLUE. to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code BLUE. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Will Israel ever see an end to violence? How will the war against Iraq's insurgents impact Israel? Will changes on the Supreme Court have any effect on the Jewish community? Is anti-Semitism in Europe on the rise? What can be done about it? For a look behind the headlines, read the Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. The Forward reveals the personalities, motivations, and histories that are fueling the news abroad. The Forward also provides an in-depth look at issues affecting us at home, with comprehensive reports on everything from politics and religion to culture and the arts. It even has its own matchmaking section for Jewish singles. Try 4 weeks free, then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free. Call now, 800-845-2300 for the Forward. That's 800-845-2300.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
There's a suspect in Virginia. I'm Rita Foley. There's a suspect in a series of highway shootings earlier this week in Virginia. The police...
Everyone can, rest compared to the state that we were in overnight.
Slade Woodson is 19 years old, arrested this morning on a farm in central Virginia, although at the moment he's charged only with shooting into an unoccupied bank building. Running for president is a serious business.
I think the truth is a powerful weapon.
But when Barack Obama showed up on The View this morning, Barbara Walters couldn't help herself.
Maybe we shouldn't say this, but we thought you were very sexy looking.
Oh, sure.
Obama fanned himself after that. Republican John McCain's got his first general election TV ad on the air. It shows him as a leader who can keep the country safe. Ordinary Cubans can now own cell phones. And an American Airlines jet made a safe emergency landing in West Palm Beach after passengers complained of a smoky smell. Everybody's okay. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Attention, small business owners. Do you worry about your business when you're not there? Do you fear your profits are walking out the front door? Maybe you worry about productivity when you're gone, employee theft, or just the liability altogether. Protect Your World Alarms wants to give you peace of mind. They'll install the latest security cameras at your business or residence, which will record all activity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Then we will link it to your computer so that you can review all activity from anywhere in the U.S. or the world. Protect Your World Alarms prides themselves in providing the highest quality equipment at the best price. For less than a dollar a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. Feel safe and secure in your business or in your own home. Call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003. Or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com.
Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. Advertising on 1480 KPHX has not only helped my business grow, I also love advertising on a station who shares my values. So when you need bookkeeping services, call me at 480-946-2484. However, if you'd like to grow your business and put your money where your mouth is, contact 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To turn the volume up on your business, visit the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
I've actually heard people say, you know what? There's a woman I could vote for. Maybe I should vote for her. There's a guy I could vote for. He's black. Maybe I should vote for her. You know what? You should vote for the guy who's going to do the right job. Or woman. Man or woman. This is about issues. If they make it about race, if they make it about sex, if they make it about age, and we buy into it, we deserve what we get.
Tune in to Action Point with Cynthia Black, Sundays, noon to 2 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The Mike Malloy Show.
Neocon killers around him took this country into an inexcusable war based on absolute lies top to bottom. There is no truth in anything that the Bush crime family used to begin this invasion and occupation. Not one thing.
The Mike Malloy Show, weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
And now what if they are hearing just exactly what you say?
If they're listening to 900 calls, they ought to help you pay.
Soon they'll know your every fetish.
And they'll know Tom Cruise is gay.
I've wondered for so long.
They will know if on his birthday you don't call your Uncle Brett. They will know if you don't call that girl with whom the night you spent. Yes, the White House needs intelligence, but this ain't what we meant. They got the whole thing wrong.
They are listening to you.
And is that right? Without a court order, I got a problem with it. With a court order, I'm all in favor of it. Anyhow, Senator, welcome back to our program. It's the Tom Hartman Radio Program here live coast to coast on Air America Radio. We're broadcasting live today from AM 930 KMPT in Missoula, Montana. And our Brunch with Bernie segment, Senator Bernie Sanders, who's been with us the first hour of this show, taking your calls for the last 5 years, will be in our second hour today, a first. But we've got Senator Tester and Governor Schweitzer. They have to go blow up a dam this afternoon. So.
Yeah, that'll be big fun. We're looking forward to that. And when Bernie gets on, be sure and give him my regards. Bernie's one of the good people in the U.S.
Senate. I shall. He's an amazing man.
He's a good guy.
So we have Senator John Tester in the studio with us, and the senator from Montana, one of the two senators from Montana.
Yes, indeed.
And, in fact, Max Baucus is going to be with us later in the show.
That'll be good.
And great to have you with us, sir. There's so many things I'd like to talk to you about. You're on the Banking Committee, the 21st Century GI Bill, but let's start with infrastructure and development. It seems to me that, you know, Montana's by and large a rural state, or it's generally thought of as a rural state, and infrastructure and development obviously is something that would be a high concern. It takes a long time to get from place to place, and the infrastructure is really necessary. And yet, isn't even for New York City, I mean, even no matter where you are, isn't the building of infrastructure one of the things that Franklin Roosevelt used to get us out of the Great Depression? Isn't it one of the things that Dwight Eisenhower used to really move the engine of America and build this nation? And hasn't it been sorely neglected, largely since Ronald Reagan became president and started scaling back government?
Absolutely, and it's investment in this country.
That's
and,
right.
And infrastructure by nature isn't meant to last forever, and a lot of the infrastructure in this state, as throughout the country, is wore out. Whether you're talking water systems, whether you're talking sewer systems, wastewater systems, clean water systems, whether you're talking highways, bridges, the list goes on and on of infrastructure needs in this state. And you're right, Tom. This is beyond rural. This is a frontier state. I mean, you can go 500 miles here and not even come close to leaving this state. And we've got a lot of issues. And the president's budget, as what's been reflected over the last 25 years or so, hasn't really addressed the infrastructure issue. And with building infrastructure comes some good-paying jobs and economic development and hope for our kids and hope for the next generation on down the line. So it's a good investment that will pay benefits for decades and decades to come. And
we're really talking about the commons here, aren't we, yep. Senator? And how do you respond to folks like Grover Norquist who say, you know, government really has no business in the commons. Government really shouldn't be doing this. Instead, what you should be doing is like Indiana. You should be privatizing your roads. You know, they're selling off the toll road. Illinois sold off the Skyway. And these are to French and Spanish corporations, by the way. So all of the profit goes to France and Spain. None of the profit even stays in the United States. You need roads, you need bridges, you need stuff like that. Hire Halliburton.
Well, it doesn't make sense.
Now that they're in Dubai.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially
I mean, it's kind of like building tanker planes in France instead of building them here in this country for our Air Force. I mean, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Basic infrastructure needs are basic infrastructure needs, and I think it's a role that government needs to play. And the truth is we haven't invested in this country for the last 25 or 30 years, and we need to start making that investment, or we're going to be taking opportunity away from our kids for success and economic growth and quality of life. And all those things are critically important from my perspective.
Well, we already are, aren't we?
Yeah,
look at the state of our schools. We've got schools that are falling apart,
yes.
Both physically and, you know, with all this lack of funding, all the cuts and everything else.
Yep. I mean, it's about priorities within the budget, by the way. I mean, that's absolutely what it's about. And when your priorities are misplaced, as this administration is, this is what you end up with. You end up with middle-class folks and folks that are out there working for a living and not having the ability to be able to pay the bills at the end of the month. And that's a fact.
Let's talk about a 21st century GI Bill of Rights.
Yeah. It's a bill that we're working on with Senator Webb. And I think it's something that's long overdue. The Montgomery GI Bill has worked and done its work over the last decade or two, and now it's really time to update that and really address the people who are putting their lives on the line in Iraq and Afghanistan specifically. But really talks about folks who have put 3 months of active duty and being able to get some additional college benefits and some cost of living increases, and it just updates it much the way that the original GI Bill really helped turn this country around after World War II. I think that this GI Bill has great benefits for the people who have served this country and really fulfills a promise that we need to treat them fairly when they get back in, help them reintegrate themselves back into society and get a good education and come back and be strong contributors to the economy.
Senator Tester, I'm baffled how it is that the Republican Party and the Bush administration are able to wave the flag and pin them on their lapels and portray themselves as the paragons of patriotism and supporters of the troops, and yet Bush's budget consistently year after year after year, when you adjust for inflation, has cut many of the programs for our GIs, and if not cut them, level funded them, or in the cases where they've increased them, and he loves to talk about those, the increases have been nothing compared to the increased demand as a consequence of this ongoing occupation of Afghanistan and Iraq.
You're absolutely correct. It does amaze me also.
How do they do it?
Well, I don't know how they do it, but I can tell you what I'm doing on the Veterans Affairs Committee. We're looking at these programs and working with folks like Jay Rockefeller and Patty Murray and Jim Webb and others, Bernie Sanders and others, to really, you know, step up to the plate and fulfill our promises to veterans. And I've got to tell you, I am astonished. And we've had probably a dozen listening sessions around the state of Montana on veterans issues with veterans. And I hear the stories that put you to your knees, honestly. I mean, it's incredible. We need to treat these folks better. We need to make the investment. This is part of the cost of war, and we need to fund it. And we need to fund it right. And right now it's not. I mean, you got folks here in Montana that can't. The mileage reimbursement until we got it bumped up to 28 and 28.5 cents was at 11 cents a mile. That won't even pay for the gas, much less the tires, insurance, the cost of the vehicle, that kind of stuff.
This is to drive yourself to the VA.
This is for a disabled vet to get to a clinic
to
or
a hospital. And in a rural area like this, they may have to drive 200 miles.
Absolutely. 200 miles is not uncommon at all. And so it can be many times more than that, actually, because we've got one hospital here. It's in Helena. And if you drive from Plentywood, Montana, in the northeast corner to Helena, it's like driving halfway across the U.S.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an incredible amount of distance. So we got that bumped up. But why did it take this long? Why did it take this long? And I give full credit to the Democratic Congress, quite honestly, to get this passed. We had some good working relationship at the other side of the aisle to get it through there. But the fact is we pushed it. It's something that we heard on the ground here in Montana, and long overdue. And we need to get it bumped up to the same rate that we pay our federal employees, which is, I think, 48 cents a mile.
This just makes common sense.
Exactly right.
I mean,
and it's the right thing to do. It's a fair thing to do. It's equitable. And it treats our veterans in a way that I think shows our respect for the job they've done in the military.
Tell us about this dam you guys are blowing up today.
Well, it's a Milltown Dam here right out of Missoula. It was built about 100 years ago to supply power for a lumber mill. And over the years with the mining that's happened in Butte, and I think there was a big flood in about 1908, if my memory serves me correct, or my history serves me correct, and it filled this dam up with mine tailings.
Yeah.
Toxic waste. And so, because of about 10,000 letters sent by Montanans, said that we want this cleaned up, and a lot of really good work done by people on the ground that said, you know, it's time to get this cleaned up because we need clean water, we need good fishing, we need good water for wildlife, all those things. You know, the EPA stepped up, state of Montana stepped up, and our public officials stepped up, and this is a it's not a culmination, because this cleanup's going to go on for years and years to come, but it's the first concrete step that we can really see of these two rivers flowing together again that haven't really flowed together in 100 years, and cleaning up the waste and getting that ecosystem and that drainage cleaned up to a point where we've got good drinking water and fisheries and wildlife habitat.
In the last two presidential elections, which party did the state go for, Montana?
In the last two presidential elections.
Did Bush carry the state?
2004, yeah, this carried the state in both of them.
Bush carried
it. In 2004, we won the Senate and tied in the state House.
Right, but Bush carried the state. That was my recollection.
Yes, that's correct.
Sure.
No.
We have about a minute before the break, and I'm just curious, how does a Democratic candidate get elected to the United States Senate from a state that in the last two elections went for George W. Bush?
Well, you talk about issues that Montanans care about. You talk about jobs. You talk about economic development. Agriculture is the number one industry in this state. You do things and you talk about issues and you step up the plate once you get elected and provide results. And it's about Montana values. It's about issues that Montanans care about. And you go on. You know, the story I always tell, and I'll make this very quick. When I first started running for the state Senate, we went door to door, talked to people, asked them what their concerns were. Everybody had the same concern. He knew they weren't all Democrats. He knew they weren't all Republicans. Montana has an independent streak. They've got a libertarian streak. And, you know, if you talk sense to folks, they'll support you in the end.
Yeah, it's about Montanans for Montana.
That's right.
There you go. We're talking with Senator John Tester, the Democratic senator from Montana. We're doing our show live here today from AM 930 KMPT in Missoula, Montana. We will be back right after this break. Stick around. 45 minutes past the hour.
Tom Hartman, helping you win the water cooler wars. This is the Tom Hartman Program. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
Instead of paying more for car insurance, you'd rather pay less. Call you crazy, but for some strange reason, you like saving money. And guess what? With things like money-saving rates, multi-car discounts, and good driver discounts, GEICO's always looking for ways to lower what you pay for great car insurance. Huh. Guess you can call us crazy, too.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Let your voice be heard.
If we do not unite to oppose the rush to war in Iran, millions of people are about to die.
It's important that those of us who are sane call our legislators, go to their office and say, we have to pass a law that will prevent this.
And we really need to stay on the Bush administration about Iran.
What do you think? Call in at 866-303-2270. Speak up. We're listening.
Jody here, and I'm Beth of the West Valley Two Men and a Truck Moving Service. You know, there are important questions you should ask when hiring a moving company. Does the mover charge by the piece or by the hour? At Two Men and a Truck, we always charge by the hour, not the piece. Does the moving company carry workers' compensation insurance for their movers? We carry workman's compensation on all our employees. Should there be an accident or mishap, are items insured for their actual replacement value or simply by the pound? Our damage policy is repair, replace, or actual cash value. Does the moving company support organizations that support your values? Two Men and a Truck is a proud sponsor of 1480 and supports organizations like City of Hope and Toys for Tots. So get a move on for your free, no-obligation estimate. Call 602-242-2180 or log on to wearemovers.com.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
If you transfer your IRAs, 401ks, or any retirement accounts today, we will add 10% to your full account value. $100,000 becomes $110,000, $400,000 becomes $440,000, and $700,000 becomes $770,000. My name is Stephen DeJohn, president of the DeJohn Advisory Team. I was on the cover of Senior Market Advisor magazine because I protect my clients' money, and I can guarantee an income for life. We don't recommend stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities. These are risky securities. With securities, you have unlimited upside, but you also have unlimited downside. Our clients do not lose money in negative markets. Do you have a multi-generational IRA? Why not? It's been your right since 2001. Don't let Uncle Sam be your biggest beneficiary because your broker or banker is sleeping at the wheel. Call us right now at 866-515-6669 to receive your free video and brochure. We will then set up your free IRA and retirement checkup at one of our nationwide locations. Call 866-515-6669. It's a new year and it's time for change. Call 866-515-6669.
Criminal justice is one of America's fastest growing career fields. With new jobs emerging in the private investigation and security fields, now is a good time for you to develop your skills in this exciting field. At the ITT Tech School of Criminal Justice, they teach you the fundamentals of the criminal justice system. With a degree in criminal justice, you can pursue exciting entry-level opportunities involving private investigations, workplace security, and insurance investigations. Write down this number. 1-800-338-4571. Find out how you can obtain an education that you can use to develop your skills for a career in this fast-growing field. Classes meet just a few days a week, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Call 1-800-338-4571 for a brochure on the ITT Technical Institute School of Criminal Justice. Call now, 1-800-338-4571. 1-800-338-4571.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
How about the magic of democracy? How about returning democracy to America? And the party that seems most inclined to do that is the one that just happens to sound like that, the Democratic Party. By the way, there is no such thing as a Democrat Party. That goes back to Joe McCarthy. I mean, that's so bizarre. Anyhow, we're talking with a member of the Democratic Party, a superdelegate, a United States senator, and Senator John Tester here in the studio from Montana, the senator from Montana. About to go out and have fun with dynamite, along with the governor. You guys are talking about your potato guns. And
yeah. You know, the governor wants to blow off some dynamite to blow it up. I'd rather run the excavator. I really would.
Okay. Both of them sound like fun to me.
Absolutely.
They both sound like fun to me.
But what we don't want to have is the governor shooting dynamite at the excavator.
That's there you go. So I'm curious, you're a superdelegate. What are your thoughts on the Democratic primary right now?
Well, you know, for the political junkie, this is great. I've got to tell you. I mean, we've got a great race going on the Democratic side. They're both Hillary and Barack are going to be in Butte, Montana next Saturday, the 4th, I believe.
Wow.
So it's Butte is the whole state's going to be rocking and rolling. I think it's going to be great fun. It's going to be an opportunity for people really to see these candidates up close and personal. Something that doesn't happen in Montana very often.
Yeah.
In fact, one of my main complaints is the candidates don't stop here near enough. We don't have a lot of electoral votes, so they kind of tend to write us off, to be honest, both sides.
Sure.
And so it'll be good to have them both here in the state. I'm sure there'll be rallies before and potentially after the Mansfield-Metcalf dinner that we have here, mm-hmm. which is an annual event. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. I just look forward to the excitement. And it's got, you know, everywhere I go around the state, and I've been around the state for the last 2 weeks pretty extensively, everybody's saying, you know, can we get tickets? Or are they still available?
Sure.
Well, it's sold out, unfortunately. But there's going to be some events around them, I'm sure, that people want to get up close and personal. They'll be able to have that opportunity. This is a state of 930,000 people, and you know, our politics are all grassroots. They're all local, so there's going to be some opportunity there. I think that's going to be positive for the state, positive
yeah.
for Democrats.
That's great. You're not committed as a superdelegate.
No.
I mean, you're not taking a position right now.
No, at this point in time, I'd like to. You know, there's still more information that's probably going to be coming out, and we have our primary is in June, and I'd like to see how it turns out.
Yeah, makes sense. The energy. We were talking with Governor Schweitzer about energy, and he made the point, and I thought it was brilliantly and succinctly stated.
that the whole problem in the Middle East is the fact that there's this money laundering scheme, basically. We give money to the guy at the gas station, and that money ends up in the hands of the sheikhs in the Middle East. And what are we going to do about energy?
Well, I mean, it's energy independence is the bottom line.
You're on the energy committee.
Yeah, I am on the energy committee, and we passed a pretty good energy bill that dealt with renewable energy about a year ago, 9 months ago. We've got tremendous opportunity in this country from a renewable standpoint, whether it's dealing with biomass to create electricity, whether it's biofuels for diesel, whether it's ethanol from cellulose, because I think that's really the future. I'm a farmer. I use a lot of energy on my farm, to be honest with you. So it's got to be affordable. It's got to make sense. But we have got the ability to do a lot of good things without taking food away from our food supply and figuring out ways to burn coal cleaner, capture that carbon, transport it, store it underground, keep it there forever, which will really get our arms around global warming with electric car technology coming forth. I mean, I think that we can do it. We've got to be a leader in this country. And energy independence, along with addressing global warming issues, I think go hand in hand. And we just need to step up. It's going to be good. You know, I will give the President Bush some credit over the last year or so. He's recognized that global warming is a problem. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be good to have a new president that really steps up to the plate on this issue, because energy independence, our energy future as far as how we deal with energy, whether it's from biofuels or conventional sources, and the global warming issue, it's all tied together, and it's kind of a perfect storm that's come together. And agriculture can play a role in it, our forests can play a role in it, and technology is going to play a role in it.
Yeah.
It's stepping up the plate and really making it a priority.
Senator James Inhofe, one of your colleagues, has really been pushing back on that a lot. His one of his chief guys, Mark Morano, is pretty much a regular on our show. He comes on regularly to talk about how there ain't no such thing as global warming. And I get into these, you know, wild fights. What's the sense of the United States Senate? Is that perspective considered the kind of fringe, or is there actually within the Republican Party a what would to me would be startlingly widespread view that global warming ain't no big deal, and that we really just need to stick with oil and coal, and you know, and more Price Anderson for the nuclear company? You know,
well, I don't know where everybody stands. I know that there's. There's a lot of Democrats that are concerned about it. I've talked to some Republicans that are concerned about it. It's an issue that that I'm seeing. I mean, we've been in a 10-year drought where I farm in north central Montana.
Right.
Truthfully, we're picking up moisture now and then, just get us from year to year. But we never get the rains in June like we used to get. We haven't had a winter since 1979, for God's sakes. It's crazy. And the weather swings are pretty crazy. You know, I know they talked about China having some winter storm and there's no global warming there. It's not about temperature over per se. It's about swings in weather activity.
That's right.
As
the atmosphere warms up, it becomes more unstable.
Unstable. That's exactly correct. So it's an issue that I think that if we set on our hands on, we're really taking opportunity away from the next generation and the generation after that. And I hope we haven't hit the tipping point.
Yeah. We have about a minute left, sir. What are the main issues on your agenda right now? What do you think the big issues are that are facing America?
Well, I think when
Senator
we go,
John Tester's
when,
working
when
on.
We when well when we go back globally, it's going to be the economy. Truth is we've got to figure out ways that we can make common sense measures step up the plate that really helps small business, which is a driving force in this country, and working families.
Yeah.
That's easier said than done. Personally, I continue to work on Veterans Affairs issues in a big, big way. I continue to work on energy issues, finding ways we can become energy independent. I continue to work on issues that deal with our Native Americans, and because there's a lot of needs out there that have to be dealt with. And there's also issues to deal with Homeland Security with the northern border. We share a huge border with Canada. Most of that's not being addressed. We're trying to address it through the appropriations process this time around. And so the list goes on and on and on. We've got plenty to do. There's a lot of things that are of a lot of concern for me, so that means that there's a lot of opportunity for success.
Indeed. Senator John Tester, Democrat from Montana, thanks so much, sir, for being with us.
Hey, Tom, it's been my pleasure. I appreciate you having me in Montana. This is great.
It's great being here, and it's great having you in the Senate. You're doing good work.
Thank you.
Tom Hartman here, broadcasting live from AM 930 KMPT. 2 o'clock this afternoon, by the way, for our Missoula listeners. I'll be at the Holiday Inn giving a talk on my most recent book, Cracking the Code, and signing books. So, and Brunch with Bernie, Senator Bernie Sanders, coming up next.
Tom Hartman. Uncommon sense from the radical middle. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
You have better things to think about than car insurance. You know, like where your four-year-old hid your cell phone, or why your dog doesn't appreciate everything you do for him. Yeah, you've got a lot to think about. So GEICO invented GEICO.com. It makes doing everything from updating your policy to reporting a claim fast, easy, a no-brainer. Hey, with all you've got on the brain, it's the least we could do.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Let your voice be heard.
5 years of false flags, lies, theft, corruption, cronyism, falsified evidence.
We have been told to shop more than we have been told to be part of our government, more than we have been asked for our opinion.
This war is probably now the single most unpopular war in all of American history.
What do you think? Call in at 866-303-2270. Speak up. We're listening.
SpeakTheTruthToPower.com and 1480 KPHX proudly present A Night with Ray McGovern, Friday, April 11th at Grace Lutheran Church.
Be informed and inspired by Patriot Ray McGovern, a 27-year CIA veteran that has briefed seven presidents, defied the power of the Bush administration, and confronted Donald Rumsfeld and his lies.
Now McGovern is spreading the truth about our involvement in Iraq and Iran and what influence you can have on these policies. Tickets are going fast at SpeakTheTruthToPower.com.
$14.80 in advance and $20 at the door. Meet Ray McGovern from 6:30 to 7 p.m. and participate in the program from 7 to 8:30.
Get your tickets today at SpeakTheTruthToPower.com or call 480-650-0746.
Special thanks to Arizona Alliance for Peace and Justice,
Phoenix Chapter of Progressive Democrats of America,
Ron Lavitt,
and Esprit de Corps Gallery.
Get your tickets today at SpeakTheTruthToPower.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Intense fighting in parts of Iraq as the Iraqi government and coalition forces battle with Shiite militia in Baghdad and the oil port city of Basra. The AP's Robert Reed is in Baghdad.
We have gotten reports of some scattered clashes in fringe neighborhoods around the city, particularly those that are associated with Shiite militias. In addition, there has been fighting in the southern city of Nasiriyah and in Mahmoudiya, which is not far south of the capital.
A U.S. helicopter fired a missile into Sadr City. Four people were killed, and then mourners took to the streets. At a news conference at the White House, President Bush was asked about the stepped-up fighting. The AP's Mark Smith now joins us live with that part of the story.
But Diane, the president acknowledges the stakes in this battle are huge. The credibility of the Iraqi government and the capability of Iraqi security forces.
This is a defining moment in the history of a free Iraq. There have been other defining moments up to now, but this is a defining moment as well.
However, during a news conference with Australian leader Kevin Rudd, he said the Shiite militias are lawless, tough customers who sooner or later had to be dealt with. Diane?
An arrest in Virginia in connection with the shootings along I-64.
Slade Woodson, as I've said, is in custody and is considered a suspect in the six confirmed shootings that took place on and near I-64 in the Charlottesville region.
He's also a suspect in another shooting in the area. Concerns being voiced within the Democratic Party about the tone of the campaign. The DNC chairman, Howard Dean, tells the AP he's worried about it, too.
What I don't want to do is have the Democrats make a stupid mistake in April and then be sorry they said that in October and end up with some more right-wing extremists on the Supreme Court.
On Wall Street at this hour, we've got a bit of a downturn. The Dow is down by about 6 points. This is AP Radio News. At least one inmate is dead, 15 others hurt in a prison riot in Texas. The riot started as breakfast was wrapping up. The incident was quickly brought under control. A fiery tanker truck accident in Massachusetts today.
It's a diesel fuel that spilled out on the road. That's a major concern, but obviously it's something that will be handled.
Three cars were also involved in that accident. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it would be a mistake to boycott the Beijing Olympics. She says that while the Chinese government has failed to live up to its commitments and improve human rights conditions in China and Tibet, a boycott would be unfair to American athletes who have trained to compete. When talking to the media about his new movie, Leathernecks, along with co-star Renee Zellweger, George Clooney might have made her blush. He told her to tell them about her favorite scene. And then he said she should talk about just how much she liked the kissing scenes with him. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Unisom. Unisom helps you fall asleep fast and into your natural, healthy sleep cycle so that you can wake restored and refreshed. For sleep that restores, choose Unisom.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Forget everything you thought you knew about talk radio. This is the Valley's Progression Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is a required weekly test of the emergency alert system on 1480 KPHX. This is only a test. This concludes the test of the emergency alert system on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Embarrassed by doggy odor? Come bathe with us. Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. Self-service doggy wash, full-service grooming, hip accessories, delicious fresh baked treats. Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center at 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Winner, Best of Phoenix Magazine and Best of New Times. Wash them, feed them, spoil them. All in one cool place. For all your clean doggy needs, Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. Bark if you're dirty, 602-462-9274. That's 602-462-WASH. Call or stop by today.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
The home stretch.
We have nearly the same delegate lead as we did this morning.
The last gasp.
And we are on our way to winning this nomination.
The long run.
We're going on, we're going strong, and we're going all the way.
Whatever you call it, it won't be boring. The Democratic presidential nomination. Follow it here on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Tom Hartman. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
And welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you live from Missoula, Montana, AM 930 KMPT. And it's Friday. And as always on Friday, Senator Bernie Sanders, the only independent in the United States, actually one of two independents in the United States, excuse me, he was the longest serving independent in the House of Representatives prior to that, and the independent senator from Vermont, sanders.senate.gov, his website. And Bernie, we had Governor Brian Schweitzer and Senator John Tester in the studio this morning. They're both on their way to blow up a dam right now, and I so appreciate your willing to be bumped back an hour for these guys, and both of them specifically went out of their way to ask me to send you their very highest regards. John Tester just went on and on during the break about what a great guy you are.
Well, John is a good friend, as is Brian, and they're both doing great jobs in their respective offices.
Yeah, they are. Amen. So you have been hosting the ambassador from Fed?
Right. And by the way, excuse me, I'm feeling great. My voice is not feeling so good, so it's going to be a little bit squeaky for the program. But what I wanted to mention, Tom, is that on Monday night, and I know not everybody is near Burlington, Vermont, but on Monday night at 7:30 at City Hall in Burlington, Vermont, we're hosting the Ambassador from Finland, the Honorable Pekka Lintu. And the reason that I am bringing the ambassador from Finland to the state of Vermont is I think it is terribly important that the people in my state and the people all over this country get a clue about what's going on in many other countries around the world. There are a lot of very exciting, positive developments, and we know almost nothing about it. For example, in the very small country of Finland, it's a very different country than ours, only 5.2 million people, they have a national health care program which provides quality health care to all of their people. Well, why can't we do that? They have an excellent quality child care program, which is free. So when your baby is born, whenever you go back to work, there is high quality child care available from very well-trained workers, getting kids off to a right start in life. Recently, there have been a number of international studies done about how kids in school are doing, exams are done. Finnish kids do better than anybody else in the world. They have an excellent public school system. And then they have free college education. Why can't we move in that direction?
Free college education for
free.
You ask rhetorically why we can't. I would say the answer is conservatives / Republicans. I mean, it's not only
Republicans, obviously, who would be strongly opposed to it, but many Democrats.
Yeah.
Let's be frank about this.
Yeah, that's why I said conservatives /
And what we have got to do is not to sit here and say, well, Finland's utopia or a tiny homogenous country is similar to America. You know, it's different. We can't do what they do. They can't do what we do. But we have got to learn is that in so many respects, in terms of education, making college accessible to all people, regardless of income, the way we treat our children. In Scandinavia, not just in Finland, they have virtually eliminated childhood poverty. We have 18% of our kids living in poverty. And lo and behold, aren't we all shocked that we have more people behind bars, at great expense, by the way, than any other country on earth. Finland is also very aggressive in terms of environmental issues. And one of the facts that really kind of blew my mind, did you know what the paid vacation system is in Finland? You know how many days off workers have there?
I do not, but I'm getting ready to salivate.
You should. For all of the American workers who are listening to this show who manage maybe to get a week off a year, by law you're guaranteed 30 days paid vacation, and then on top of that they have 10 state holidays.
Is that 30 business days?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Which is probably the most generous in the world.
So now the cons would say, well, then how can you run a business? That's impossible. It would fail.
Well,
it doesn't seem to me like Finland is an economic basket case.
Quite the contrary. Quite the contrary. They're doing well, and their middle class is very strong. The point here is that there are countries around the world, not just Finland, that have a very different economic outlook than we have. In our country, we have the most unfair distribution of wealth and income, which is 1% earning more income than the bottom 50%. In other countries, they say, well, maybe we should not allow that type of gap to exist. Maybe we should have a tax structure which says that, yeah, some people will be wealthier than others, but we should pour money back into the needs of our kids so that we don't have crime, so that our kids do well in school and become productive workers. It's a different mindset. And I think the time is long overdue for us to junk and get rid of this unfettered capitalism, which says, I don't care about anybody else. I got to make my billions, and I'm going to move my factory to China. I can make more money, and I can pay people starvation wages, and I'm going to put huge money into elections so that I elect people who are going to work for the rich and the powerful. I think it's time to get out of that mindset of greed, and greed.
Now, what would happen in Finland if a company was to try and do those things that you just described?
Well, I don't think it's legal. I mean, you've got the law says you...
They'd go to jail.
Right, well, but I think it's a different culture.
Yeah.
Look, they have rich people in Scandinavia, but
sure,
people don't... Well, who needs billions and billions of dollars? They have rich people, but what they have done is create a society where there's virtually no poverty. All people have access to health care, good quality education. And what disturbs me is we don't pay enough attention to those achievements, because I think the media in this country, the ruling class in this country, doesn't want us to know that there are options, that there are different ways of doing society than we do. I mean, just look at this healthcare system. Our system is disintegrating. We pay at least twice as much per capita as any other country on earth, 47 million without insurance. Why don't we have a national health care program? Now, the lies then go, oh, all over the world, national health care is terrible, waiting lists, all this other stuff. Most of that is not true. Certainly, we have more problems with our health care system. We, in terms of social indices of longevity, infant mortality, waiting lines to get into the doctor, we don't do particularly good. But the real reason is not that national health care programs aren't working well, although they can work better. The real reason is the power of the insurance companies, the drug companies, the medical equipment suppliers who make zillions of dollars out of our current system. And we don't really have that kind of debate. The issue of whether it is appropriate that the richest 1% own more wealth than the bottom 90%. How often do you hear that debate being raised by the media? Do you ever hear it?
No.
The failure of our trade policies, that we have a huge trade deficit, that millions of workers are being thrown out on the street, and jobs going to China, Mexico, elsewhere. Most people are very concerned about our trade problems, and yet you have a media, among other things, owned by the corporate elite, who choose not to discuss that issue, or assume that people like me are, well, we're protectionists and blah, 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 blah. Most people understand that our trade policy is not working for the middle class. Why is the middle class shrinking in America? People working longer hours for low wages. You know, right now the media has discovered, oh my goodness, we're in a recession right now. What do you think has been happening to the middle class for a decade? Didn't happen yesterday. It's not just the foreclosure problem.
Well, it actually goes back to Reagan.
It goes back to Reagan.
That's really when it began to disintegrate. It was 30 years ago.
You got it. Early 1970s was the pinnacle of the American middle class. And since then, we have seen a decline, and that decline is becoming precipitous. How often do we discuss it? Why? We have all of this new technology. Worker productivity is high. Why is it likely that our kids will, for the first time in the modern history of our country, have a lower standard of living than we do? Now, you know, I have my views. You have your views. People will disagree. But at least we've got to throw these issues out on the table and start discussing them, rather than having the media circus we will likely have for this campaign, where we'll worry about the Reverend Wright, or we'll worry about all kinds of gossip with regard to Obama or Hillary or McCain. Throw it on the table. Let's talk about how we can create an economy in this country so that all of our people have health care, so we have decent jobs, decent educational opportunity, move away from fossil fuels, and create jobs as we move to sustainable energy and energy efficiency. Let's have that debate. Let's respect different people's points of view. But what I worry about, Tom, is I look at this debate, it's going to be more and more political gossip, which is of interest, you know, to the media folks, but not to ordinary Americans. The American people are in trouble. They want answers. They want to hear serious debate about serious issues.
Yeah, amen. Bernie, if the ambassador from Finland turns out to be fairly articulate and you know, able to speak well, I'm assuming he is, the reason you're bringing him over, would you pass, and if he's willing to do a radio show, would you pass his informational, have your chief of staff pass his informational?
I sure would. No, he did a radio show and he did an interview with some of the Vermont media, so I don't know why he wouldn't do it nationally, but I will certainly make that request of him.
Yeah, I think that would be a fascinating show, because you're absolutely right. The mainstream corporate media in the United States not only doesn't report these issues, they won't.
That's right.
You know, they just won't, because it's antithetical to their economic
interest. It shows people that there is a different way to do things.
Yeah, amen. 16 minutes past the hour, Brunch with Bernie. Senator Bernie Sanders, sanders.senate.gov. Our toll-free number, 866-303-2270. Tom Hartman here with you, broadcasting live today from AM 930 KMPT in Missoula, Montana. Bernie will be taking your calls right after this.
The Tom Hartman Program, transforming the world by revitalizing democracy.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM too, 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Hey, Phoenix, Stephanie Miller here, and if you've been listening to the station, I'm sure you've heard me talk about the importance of supporting local businesses in the Valley. Well, one locally owned mortgage company stands out from the crowd. Of course, I'm talking about 76 Mortgage. 76 Mortgage has been a proud sponsor of 1480 KPHX from the very beginning. They're not only a progressive company, but they're the best at finding the right loan for every unique situation. Whether you're shopping around for the best rate or looking for great customer service and fast closes, 76 Mortgage delivers. And keep in mind that mortgage rates are still really low, so if you're looking to purchase a property, refinance your current mortgage, or looking to consolidate debt, now is the time, and 76 Mortgage should be your first call. For your free mortgage analysis, call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN, or how about logging on to 76mortgage.com, or just give them a jingle right now. 602-265-LOAN today. Tell them Stephanie sent you.
BK number 0907413.
76 Mortgage. Call 602-265-LOAN now.
When you bought your computer, you expected it to work, but for some explicable reason, it refuses to cooperate. You need help, but where do you go? You've heard the horror stories about those other guys, the ones who are more salesmen than technician. You need someone you can trust. You need 5-9 Computer Services. We are experienced computer technicians, and we come out to you on your schedule to get your computer working again. So call 5-9 at 602-535-5699 or visit us online at aztechsupport.net.
There's a new show on Saturdays at noon called Project Mayhem, hosted by Martin Grant. Project Mayhem is an innovative show where we will discuss how the Democrats should be taking their gloves off in this all-important election year, and why singing Kumbaya is not going to get Hillary or Obama into the White House. That's Project Mayhem, Saturdays at noon, right here on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom59.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom59.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 59.com. Freedom59.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Past the hour. Right here on the Tom Hartman radio program, brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199. Working for your health and suggesting that health care should be a right in the United States, not a privilege. Over in the chat board there, in chat room, they're talking about how there's now this thing has come out, the latest neocon talking points. Water is not a right, it's a privilege. Water should not be considered under the rubric of basic human rights. Isn't that mind-boggling, Bernie?
It never ends.
It never ends. Let's pick up some phone calls here. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Sanders.Senate.gov is Bernie's website, by the way, and he's got a great newsletter over there. I get it from him regularly. Harvey in Berkeley, California. Hey, Harvey.
Hi, Tom, and hello, Bernie, and thanks to the two of you for your environmental stewardship. I believe that there's a viable replacement for home heating oil and natural gas. And, Bernie, in your northern states there up in Canada, you have an abundance of water, especially during the winter, the snow and stuff, and the solar-powered electrolysis of water creates clean hydrogen and oxygen. The hydrogen is the cleanest form of burning fuel, and when it's burnt, it recombines with oxygen to form water vapor. Right. And you can heat your home with hydrogen. It's a wonderful fuel, and hydrogen is also considered a gourmet cooking fuel. It cooks food and keeps it moist. And there's no mercury. There's mercury in natural gas. Hydrogen is the cleanest, and also hydrogen fuel cells. At night, the hydrogen could be used to make electricity, and the hydrogen fuel cells.
Right. This is the ultimate storage system for solar power. Is the bottom line, Harvey? Excellent point, Bernie.
Well, Harvey, you do make an excellent point, and certainly hydrogen is one of the technologies that we have to invest in, and we have to take a hard look. I was in Iceland. Years ago, and if my memory is correct, they're running their bus system there and some of their ships with hydrogen.
And they're generating it through electrolysis from, I think, geothermal.
That's right.
They're pulling
a huge resource there. So it is one of the technologies. But what I would also say is it's not the only one. I happen to believe that there's just incredible potential for solar, and that is not just photovoltaics, but solar thermal units, new plants to be built in the southwest in this country. Wind has great potential. Geothermal has potential here in Vermont. We're beginning to make some good progress with biomass, using wood chips, wood pellets to heat schools and so forth. Bottom line is we can move away from fossil fuel. We can create millions of good-paying jobs. We can reverse global warming and clean up the environment. A lot of stuff out there that we've got to jump into.
Yeah. Desmond in Brooklyn, New York on WWRL. Hey, Desmond.
Hi. How you doing, Tom? Thanks
just
for taking
great.
My call. And hello, Senator Sanders.
Hi.
I was just calling to say that I feel that American companies have a culture where they are serve profits more than the public or their personnel. And there was a special on PBS several years ago that cited a pipe-making company in Pennsylvania whose one of their executives left the company and formed his own company in Texas. That company then became one of the most cited companies for OSHA violations. They were constantly having employees killed and maimed, and they ran that company strictly for profit.
Sure.
And the Pennsylvania company, that man was a Christian, and he had a waiting list of people waiting to get a job.
Well, Desmond, I think you're right. There is, you know, when we talked about Finland before, there's a different culture. For some reason, in this country right now, we live under, you know, an unfettered capitalist-type approach, which simply says that all I have to do is make as much money as I can for myself. I don't have to have any responsibility for workers. I could lower wages, move the job just to China, not provide the kind of protection on the job for the safety of workers. And that seemed to be is a good thing, because my only goal is to become rich, and then you get an award from President Bush for being an outstanding business person. We have got to change that culture. On the other hand, there are good business people in this country who want to create good-paying jobs, who are concerned about the environment, and we've got to support those people. But bottom line is we need an economy which is run in a way that says greed and personal gain is not the only goal.
We're all in this together.
Right.
Mel in Crooklyn, Washington, you're on the air with Bernie Sanders.
Hi, Mr. Sanders. How are you?
Good.
I was wondering, would you consider being the vice president?
thank you. It's a very generous question. I think it's probably not going to happen, so thank you.
Yeah, you'd make a great one. Corrine in Laguna Beach, you'd make a great president for that matter. Corrine in Laguna Beach, California, you're on the air with Senator Bernie Sanders. We've got a little less than a minute, Corrine, before this break.
Okay. Thanks. Hi, Tom. Hi, Bernie. I just wanted to ask Senator Sanders if he has a plan and what we can do as citizens to stop an attack on Iran.
Yes, I do, actually. I have offered legislation, others have done the same, which says to this president that, man, you cannot wage a unilateral attack against Iran. You have got to come to the Congress. You just don't have that authority. So that's the legislation that I have introduced, and I'm absolutely, I mean, it would be beyond comprehension for this president to wage an attack on Iran without coming to Congress. If he comes to Congress, I don't believe he'd get the authority to do that.
He's claiming he has the authority right now.
Well, he claims a lot of things, but even for Bush, this would be over the edge.
Okay. Any idea when this legislation is going to hit the floor?
Well, it has hit the floor, and there are other similar types. We've introduced it already.
Okay, good on you. Senator Bernie Sanders with us, sanders.senate.gov, his website, our websites, tomhartman.com and airamerica.com, 866-303-2277, our number, and we're broadcasting live today from AM 930 KMPT in Missoula, Montana.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Randy Rhoads at noon, Jeff Barrios at 3, weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-801-7907. 1-800-801-7907. Call now. 1-800-801-7907. 1-800-801-7907.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing.
Hello, I'm Dan Bass-Majan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-729-8717. That's 888-729-8717. 888-729-8717. Call 888-729-8717.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Bush on Iran. I'm Ed Donahue. President Bush says Iraqis are waging a crucial battle with militants in Basra.
I would say this is a defining moment in the history of a free Iraq.
Meantime, U.S. airstrikes have targeted militants in Baghdad and in Basra. Police in Virginia say a suspect has been arrested in connection with some highway shootings in the Charlottesville area.
Everyone can, I think, rest compared to the state that we were in overnight.
Slade Woodson was arrested on unrelated charges. He has not been charged yet in the highway shootings case. Police in Brazil say a 16-year-old boy has confessed to killing 12 people over the past 3 months. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy is suggesting Hillary Clinton should abandon her presidential campaign. A new sound could be heard very soon in Cuba. The new government of Raul Castro is allowing ordinary Cubans to get cell phone service.
It marks the kind of small freedom that many Cubans have hoped that the new president would embrace.
Will Weiser, the Dow is down 8 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhoads, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The cure for the corporate radio blues. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hi, I'm Lee Strickman, enrolled agent, tax professional, and president of Accurately Done Financial Services, Inc. As a supporter of 1480, I have advertised on the station for 3 tax seasons. From my exposure on the station, my practice has grown considerably. The return on my investment has been over 150%. It gives me a good feeling to know that I can help the only liberal talk station in Arizona and still improve my bottom line. It is also great to have people use the services that my practice offers and have the ability to share the same ideologies. Give me a call at 623-561-6172.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480kphx.com.
For more than 60 years, U-Haul International has incorporated sustainable practices into its everyday operations. Today, U-Haul International remains focused on reducing waste and dedicated to manufacturing reusable components and recyclable products. The commitment to sustainability through U-Haul International's products and services has helped U-Haul to reduce their impact on the environment. For more information on U-Haul International's sustainability programs, visit them online at uhaul.com.
Tune in to A Different View, Saturdays at 9 a.m. with Reverend Dr. Walt Weider and Jeff Young for a discussion of the intersection of religion, ethics, and the public square from a liberal religious perspective. Brought to you by the Unitarian Universalist Church in Surprise, 17540 North Avenue of the Arts. The Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations and this station, 1480 KPHX, the Valley's Progressive Talk.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
This is crazy. We're all going belly up. We're all going down with this. Whether you're foreclosed upon or scared of being foreclosed upon, or you're upper middle class and you're an investor, it doesn't matter what class you're in anymore. We're all going to get swallowed up by this mess. And this is what I meant when I kept telling you he's stealing the treasury. He's stealing the treasury.
The Randy Rhodes Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon. Then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
They're reading all my mail. They're listening on my phone. They're sneaking and they're peeking. And I'm never quite alone. They're spying and they're prying, but I shouldn't be alarmed. They're only gonna do it to keep me safe from harm. They call it Homeland Security, so they can do the things they do.
But welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. We are live with Senator Bernie Sanders. Our Brunch with Bernie hour been moved back an hour today. And which means that in Stowe, Vermont, on WDEV, the show is running live, and Diane is on the line with a question for you, Bernie.
Hi.
Hey, Diane.
Hi, Senator Sanders. Thank you for taking my call. I'm your typical non-affluent single mother Vermonter who put a son through a four-year college degree. He graduated with honors with a bachelor's in business. After 2 years of searching for a job, he finally has found one making a whopping $12 an hour. My question for you is anything being looked at for as far as predatory lending in the student loan realm? His student loans, majority of which are private loans through Sallie Mae, he has to pay a 19% interest rate.
19%?
19%. He took a deferment for the maximum period of time so that he could find a decent job and begin to be responsible and pay off his loans. But at 19% interest, there's no way he's ever going to get on top of that unless I die.
Let me say a couple of things, Diana.
Thanks, Diane.
Him call my office to begin with.
Okay.
And let's see if we can help him personally. But the broader issue of student debt and the high cost of college is a huge issue. And let me tell you what we have done. We're making some progress. I'm on the committee that deals with this, the Health Education Committee. There's more to be done. For a start, last year we passed a higher ed reconciliation bill, which does three very important things. Number one, it provides substantially more money for Pell Grants, which is the major source of federal help for low and moderate income students. It is not enough. We need to do more, but it's the largest increase in many, many years. Second of all, for those people who take out government loans, it lowers interest rates from 6.8 to 3.4%. It is unacceptable. It is outrageous that anybody is paying 19% off on a college loan. That is just absurd. We want people to be able to afford to go to college, not pay 19%. Third thing the legislation did is it provides
provided a debt forgiveness program for those people who went into public service, working for government or nonprofit agencies, so that their debt would be forgiven after 10 years of work. So we are making some progress, Diana. Clearly, we got a long, long way to go, and that is just an issue that we've got to focus on.
Yeah, indeed. We're doing our show live here from AM 930 KMPT, Missoula, Montana, and Neil in Missoula is on the line with a question for Senator Bernie Sanders. Hey, Neil.
Yes. Senator Sanders, I'd like to know if you participate in the Senate's Social Security plan for, a retirement plan.
Yes, I do.
How come we don't get to participate in that plan, common men?
Oh, no, we have the same plan that you have. I'm sorry, maybe I misunderstood you. Do I have to pay into Social Security? Yes,
yeah.
I do. Do you? Yeah, you do.
Do you get the same benefits?
Yes, we do. I understand that for years now there's been something running around the Internet that members of Congress got a whole different program. It's just not true. We put in the same amount based on wages that other people do. We get the same benefits that other people do.
For Social Security. Now, yeah. You also have a pension, just like my dad did working at a tool and die shop.
We have a pension. Yes, we do.
On top of that.
And we have a health care program, which is part of the federal employment benefits program, which is the same, by the way, as postal workers or other federal employees.
Right, and I think, frankly, that's pretty much the same as the one that my dad had through the union in Lansing.
Yeah.
That is Blue Cross Blue Shield.
You have a choice.
Yeah.
We have Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Yeah.
So just to answer Neil's question, there's a lot of nonsense that sometimes goes through around the Internet. This one happens to be completely untrue.
Yeah. Matt, New Jersey, you're on the air with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Hey, Senator Sanders. I was actually just up in Stowe recently. I love it up there. It's beautiful.
Well, you'd like it today. It's snowing here today, so.
It's snowing in Portland, Oregon today, by the way. I heard from my producer.
I had two quick questions, and I guess I'll hang up and get your answers. What do you say to people who are, whenever you bring these topics up, go, well, that's socialism, that's socialism, that's big government, and you can't get through to them. And my second question is, have you seen the documentary The Corporation?
No, I have not. I've been meaning to, but I haven't.
It's an excellent film.
Okay.
But, you can read it.
What I would say, Matt, to those people is that take a look what social democracy has done for many countries in Europe. In terms of, what the right wing always tries to do is confuse people and say, well, socialism is communism. Well, obviously it's not. In all of the democratic socialist countries in Scandinavia and Europe, voter turnout is very high. They have as much freedom or more freedom than we have, and so forth. But the real question is, what is the proper role of government in our lives? And honest people have differences of opinion. What I would suggest is that if in my state of Vermont, for example, we have a wonderful government-run health care program for our children. In Vermont, it's called the Dr. Dinosaur Program. The vast majority of parents and physicians think it's a great program. So if we could do a good program for kids, why can't we do it for everybody? We can. And I think a lot of the propaganda that comes from the right wing is anti-government, anti-government, anti-government. When you ask people, though, do you think that the government should take responsibility for making sure that all of our people have health care? You know what they say? Yes. Do you think that the government should make sure that all kids, regardless of their income, are able to get a college education? People say yes, but you have the right wing and the moneyed interest, continuously fighting against this concept of solidarity, of trying to create a society which works well for all, rather than unfettered capitalism where some people have just huge wealth, huge amounts of wealth, while so many other people have very little.
Yeah. And so you would describe yourself as a democratic socialist.
Absolutely.
That's what you're talking about.
Right, again,
we're not talking about Marxism or anything like that.
As I mentioned earlier, we're having the ambassador from Finland. I don't even know who the government is now because these issues have been decided a long time ago. But throughout Scandinavia, you think anyone argues, you think the most conservative people in government say they should not have a national health care program guaranteeing health care to all people? They
not
would lose
chance.
Their election in 5 minutes.
Yep.
So, in many other countries, they've gone a lot further in understanding that government can play a very productive role in improving the quality of life for all people, not, you know, regardless of income. In this country, unfortunately, where government plays a very strong role, is we're spending, in addition to the war in Iraq, which is going to run us up to $1 trillion national debt or more, we're spending $515 billion on the military. So many of our right-wing friends love the government when it comes to giving no-bid contracts to the military-industrial complex, building weapon systems that we don't need. Oh, the government does a great job there. But when it comes to providing health care to our people, well, no, we don't like the government. Well, yeah. I think that's just an issue we need to be debating.
Amen. Chuck in Green Bay, Wisconsin, you're on the air with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Oh, thank you very much. Tom, I really enjoy your show. Senator Sanders, my question is, recently the Treasury had bailed out Bear Stearns to the tune of billions of dollars, and yet we have people holding mortgages, and for the most, and for many of them, they were literally lost a fortune of their most of their life savings. Why are the Treasury? Why are we bailing out Bear Stearns?
Well, the Federal Reserve made a decision, and it probably. Well, let me answer you in two ways. The government, and I think you're going to see right now, Congress is on break. It's Easter break. We'll be back on Tuesday. I think you're going to see, unless I'm very mistaken, very quick action to try to protect the millions of people who could lose their homes. I believe that's what is going to happen, and I believe that is what should happen. If we look at millions of people being foreclosed out of their homes, it's going to have an impact on neighborhoods, on communities, not to mention the people themselves, and the government should act vigorously to protect those people. In terms of Bear Stearns, where the Fed was, that was not a congressional action, that was the Fed, made a decision that if Bear Stearns went down, it could take a number of other banks with them and likely trigger off major economic repercussions. I don't know if that's right or wrong. I honestly don't. But I think at least it was not an irrational response. The problem that we're in right now is that we have got to address the fact that you have huge financial organizations that are unregulated completely, hedge funds and so forth, who are playing with billions and billions of dollars, who if they invest and do illegal or improper activity, can have huge impacts on our entire world economy. We've got to know more about what these institutions are doing. There has to be a lot more transparency, and there has to be a lot more regulation. I am very concerned about the centralization of the economy, the concentration of ownership, so that if one company slips up, does bad things, collapses, it could take down half the economy with it. I think that's just a bad, bad place to be at.
This goes back to 1981 when Ronald Reagan began, or the reverse of began, stopped enforcing the Sherman Antitrust Act and all the things that have followed on since. And we saw this mergers and acquisition mania. All of a sudden, the thing nobody ever heard of an M&A artist, right? Mergers and acquisitions artist. And you got Michael Milken and all these guys and all these corporations.
And what ends
huge.
Up happening, not only does it thwart real competition to benefit the consumer, you create a situation where people are, quote-unquote, too big to fail. They have so much money, and they're so entangled with other institutions that if they go down, they take down so many others with them. That's a bad place to be, and we've got to work our way out of that.
Yeah, it's a bad thing for America.
Right.
Senator Bernie Sanders with us. It's our Brunch with Bernie Hour here on the Tom Hartman Program, broadcasting live today from AM 930 KMPT in Missoula, Montana. And our telephone number, 866-303-2270, tomhartman.com, our website, airamerica.com, sanders.senate.gov, Bernie's website. 46 minutes past the hour.
Truth in broadcasting. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-801-7907. 1-800-801-7907. Call now. 1-800-801-7907. 1-800-801-7907.
I can change the world with my own.
This is your Activist Update. This Sunday, March 30th, a special screening of the film Why We Fight by filmmaker Eugene Jarecki at 7 p.m. at APER, 2510 South Rural Road in Tempe. On Wednesday, April 2nd, DFA of Maricopa County holds its meeting at the IHOP on 2501 North 44th Street at 6:30 p.m. Guest speakers will be Dan Sabin, running for county sheriff, Gerald Richard, running for county attorney, and Linda Brown of the Arizona Advocacy Network, speaking on the immigration issue. On Friday, April 4th, a civil rights forum with NPR's Juan Williams at the ASU Phoenix campus, 411 North Central Avenue, from 11:30 a.m. to 2. To find out all the latest and activities going on here in the Valley, go to 1480kphx.com and click on the Activist Update button.
Your long-term financial objective may be to fund your children's college education or guarantee your own retirement security. Hi, I'm Donna Greathouse, a New York life insurance agent. Call me today at 480-840-2370. That's 480-840-2370. I can help determine which insurance and financial products can best help you meet your needs. The key to achieving your financial objectives with your business is advertising. When I was looking to grow my customer base, I called 1480 KPHX. Their team helped design an effective advertising campaign that meets my needs and attracts new customers to my business.
This is Viva O'Neill with 1480 KPHX. To move your business forward, call 602-257-1351 or log on to our website at 1480kphx.com and click on Advertise.
How do you grow your business without you always saying how great you are? I'm Jan Ziff, CEO and co-founder of Successes.com, and here's the answer. Let your customers do the talking. Imagine if your potential clients could hear direct from a happy and satisfied customer just how great your services are without hearing it from you. Our solution to spreading that word is compelling testimonials and case studies from your repeat and loyal clients. Ready for your website, for example, or an ad campaign, we'll tell the story of your business success through the solutions you've brought to them. No matter what your company does, from accounting to waste management, if you've got contented clients, we can help you grow. And in a recession, building on the good name you have is a sure foundation for success. Call me, Jan Ziff, on 480-993-0913 or visit our website at successes.com. That's 480-993-0913 or www.successes.com.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Minutes before the hour, Tom Hartman here with you. Our program brought to you in part by the 200,000 health and hospital workers at SEIU 1199, fighting for health care to be a right for all Americans, not merely a privilege. It's our Brunch with Bernie segment. Senator Bernie Sanders on the line with us, taking your calls. His website, sanders.senate.gov. Be sure and get over there and sign up for his newsletter. It's really a very good source of information. Deborah in Albany, California, listening on KKGN. You're on the air with Senator Sanders.
Good morning. On health care, even after a new president in office, I think it's going to take incrementalism to overcome the power of the health care lobbyists. So I propose steps towards Medicare for all. Number one, allow people over 55 plus the people unemployed who've lost COBRA coverage to join Medicare at a graduated premium, maybe. And number two, open and expand the SCHIP programs to cover more children up to X times poverty level. If needed for funding, one could argue fiscal responsibility and rescind Towson's Medicare Part D fiasco and replace it with a simpler assistance regime that provides for negotiating prices on pharmaceuticals.
Well, Deborah, I think you make a very good point, and I think that is a good transitional step forward. You know that some of us have tried to increase the SCHIP the program by 10 million. No, but actually, it was, I think, 6 million more kids, and Bush vetoed that. The idea of expanding the Medicare program to other people is also a good idea, and I support that. And reforming the Medicare Part D so the government negotiates prices and we do away with that donut hole is also absolutely right. Ultimately, though, long term, we have to ask ourselves why our system is so very expensive, and it has a lot to do with the fact that the insurance companies, the drug companies, the medical equipment suppliers are not trying to provide quality care at the least costly way. Obviously, they're trying to make as much money out of the system as possible, and in the process, I think, distorting it. So I think you're right in saying those are pretty good steps forward to begin to cover more people, and that's right. But long term, I think we have to take out so much of the waste and greed in the system so that we can make it cost effective.
Yeah. Well said. Jim in Southfield, Michigan, listening to WDTW. Hey, Jim, you're on with Senator Bernie Sanders. Jim?
Yes.
You're on the air.
Good. Hello, Senator.
Hi.
Jim Edwards, retired pilot with United Airlines. We lost our pension because of the bankruptcy at United, which they came out smelling like a rose. Are there anything in the process now on trying to get that back?
Well, I think some of us want to take a hard look at the whole airline industry. It's not just the pilots. It's the flight attendants. Wages are going down. People are losing their pensions within the airline industry. Tremendous amount of demoralization. I think one of the reasons that service is so low right now in the airlines is people are just very, very demoralized. So I think we do want to take a very hefty look at how we create an airline system in this country that provides quality and make sure that its workers get the wages and benefits that they're entitled to.
Amen. Stuart in Seattle, Washington. Stuart, you're on the air with Senator Sanders.
Hey, Tom. I'd like to ask people to stop talking about alternative energy until we first talk about using less energy. All energy use comes at a cost to people and the environment. Biofuels come at a cost of food production, less wildlife habitat, and burning them produces CO2.
Well, actually, I think the biggest thing with biofuels is that they consume water. That's
one more resource.
But in any case. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, Stuart, I think your point is well taken, and I think everybody who looks at this issue understands that the best bang we can get for our buck is with energy efficiency. And Vermont, for example, has done a pretty good job. Most of our major utilities now are providing less electricity than was formerly. We're seeing a downturn in the amount of electricity our people are consuming because of energy efficiency. Tremendous potential all over in transportation, within our homes, within our factories. But energy efficiency should be at the top of the list because the potential is just extraordinary in that area.
Mick in San Francisco, you're on the air with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. John McCain is the chairman of the International Republican Institute, which you probably both know, that recently determined in Kenya, based on exit polls, operative words there, that the opposition won by 8%, and the President Odinga, I think, claimed he won by 2%. But I think we keep putting lipstick on the pig, rather, here, because my main issue for several years, and Tom, you've talked a lot about this, has been electoral fraud. And I want to go straight to Pennsylvania and the primaries that are coming up, because Sequoia Systems, when New Jersey's elections officials saw a lot of irregularities with their memory cards recently, a bunch of them decided to try to get independent audits and take the two Princeton professors who did the, what was it, Hacking Democracy, HBO, audits of the D-ball machines. All of them were threatened by lawsuits with Sequoia Systems. Now, these are the machines that are about to be used in Pennsylvania, which, as we all know, is a huge primary. So we've got to get a handle on this privatization of our electoral process, because all the other issues are moot if they keep stealing elections. Thanks a lot, gentlemen.
Well, this is something that Tom and I have talked about many, many times over the years, and I think, as I have said, if there are any doubts about the accuracy of using touchscreen machines, we shouldn't use them. I think you're seeing secretaries of state all over this country beginning to take a hard look at these machines, and I think that's a very positive sign.
Indeed. Jeff in Tacoma, Washington, just a few seconds here left before we've got to wrap this up with Bernie.
Well, I would just impress upon Bernie how important it is to revoke the reverse the decision to give corporations the same rights as human beings. Tom's written an excellent book about this called Unequal Protection, which I finally just finished, and I would encourage you to share it with every single one of your colleagues.
Okay. Jeff, thank you.
Thank you, Jeff, and thank you, Bernie. Bernie Sanders, Senator Bernie, I know your throat is a little rough today, but you did a great job. Thanks so much for being with us, Bernie.
Okay, Tom, thank you. Bye-bye.
Always wonderful having you on the program. Sanders.Senate.gov, Bernie Sanders' website. TomHartman.com, our website, our number 866-303-2270. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Exposing the con in conservative con. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code BLUE to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, BLUE, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code BLUE. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
How satisfying would it be for you to know that a construction job you helped manage is now a functioning building, home, or development? The construction industry needs qualified people to plan and coordinate various phases of construction projects. But to get to that level, you need to develop knowledge and skills, the kind that are taught in the construction management program at ITT Technical Institute. Call 1-800-338-4571. ITT Tech's bachelor degree program in construction management helps graduates prepare for career opportunities in a variety of entry-level positions in the construction management field. Classes meet just a few days a week to help you balance school with your life, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Learn more about pursuing your degree in this high-demand field. Call now for a brochure on the construction management program at ITT Tech. Call 1-800-338-4571. 1-800-338-4571. That's 1-800-338-4571.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPA Jax, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. There has been a flare-up in fighting between the Iraqi military and Shiite militias, and President Bush says Iraq may be at another crossroads.
The president says the fighting's a key test, whether Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is willing to rout out insurgents and criminal gangs.
This is a defining moment in the history of a free Iraq. There have been other defining moments up to now, but this is a defining moment as well.
At a news conference with Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, Bush warned Iraqi troops are taking on tough customers in Baghdad, Sadr City, and Basra to the south. But he says sooner or later the Shiite militias have to be dealt with, and U.S. forces are standing by to offer whatever help is needed. Mark Smith at the White House.
Also at the White House today, President Bush joined with the Australian Prime Minister in calling for China's leaders to meet with the Dalai Lama over violent unrest in Tibet. Congressional leaders are weighing in as well. The AP's Jerry Bodlander reports House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is responding to calls for a boycott of the Summer Olympics.
The Speaker says it was a mistake to award the Games to China, saying the Olympics should provide opportunity for more expression, not less. And while Pelosi says China has not lived up to its commitments to improve the human rights situation in China and Tibet, She says a boycott would hurt the athletes who've been training for what, for many, is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
A break today in the shooting along I-64 in Virginia. A suspect was arrested early this morning on a farm in central Virginia. Now state police are checking to see whether Slade Woodson's guns match those used in the highway shootings.
We're still awaiting ATF results of the analysis of the ballistic evidence that was collected at each of the scenes along I-64.
Consumers are taking a hit from the housing slump, the credit crisis, job cuts, and soaring energy costs. The University of Michigan's survey on consumer confidence registered its lowest reading since 1992. The Dow's down 26 points. This is AP Radio News. Apparently, the Drug Enforcement Administration is having some trouble keeping track of weapons. Auditors say the DEA lost 22 firearms and had an additional 69 stolen over a five-year period. The stolen weapons include pistols, rifles, shotguns, and a submachine gun. The majority of those stolen had been left in an official's car. One was even stolen while a vehicle was in a body shop. Democratic Party Chairman Howard Dean is warning the Clinton and Obama campaigns against tearing each other down. He tells the AP that may end up damaging the party's chances of winning the White House in November. An annual spring rite is underway in Washington, D.C. More than a million people are expected to attend the 16-day National Cherry Blossom Festival, including this woman.
It's a shame if you don't take advantage of it with all the people who come from around the country to see it. It's a ritual for us. We've done this every year.
She lives in Arlington, Virginia. The cherry trees were donated by the mayor of Tokyo in 1912. Diane Kepley, AP Radio.
Brought to you by Garmin. With a Garmin Nuvi, you'll know where you are. And with turn-by-turn spoken directions, you'll know where you're going. As you navigate life, follow the leader. Get a Garmin.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Bringing democracy back to the airwaves. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Whether it's across town or down to Tombstone, out to Ahwatukee or up to Flagstaff, Lightning Courier Service delivers. From important documents to a truckload of goods that have to be there now, Lightning Courier Service guarantees on-time delivery by professional drivers. We know time is money, so save both with the speed of lightning. For more information, log on to lightningcourierservice.com or call 480-922-4929. For service that's lightning fast, call 480-922-4929.
Tax time is just around the corner. Is your business prepared? Hi, this is Carrie with Camel View Accounting Services. As a QuickBooks Pro Advisor, I can help you organize your business bookkeeping to take a complete package to your CPA. For a full list of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz or give us a call at 480-946-2484. That's 480-946-2484 or find us on the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. You have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-440-1374 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-440-1374. 1-800-440-1374.
The Jeff Farias Show.
Everything from dog catcher all the way up to governor's offices in a lot of states are affected by what happens at the top of the ticket. So if the party is divided at the top level of the ticket, the repercussions are going to bounce all the way down. And I'm sure a lot of superdelegates are considering this right now, to how long to let this little drama play out.
The Jeff Farias Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. The Tom Hartman. Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
One of the, in my opinion, one of the finest men in the United States House of Representatives is Congressman Jim McDermott, who represents up Seattle way, more or less. I'm not sure the congressional district number. Congressman McDermott, welcome to the program. What's your district number?
It's 7, Tom.
District number 7 in Washington State.
It takes the city of Seattle and a little bit of the suburbs around the edge.
There you go. And I still remember as if it was yesterday, back in 2002, coming up and hearing you and Scott Ritter speak in that church. You had just come back from a trip to Iraq, and you were saying, if we invade that country, now these are my words, not yours. I don't remember your exact words, but basically the gates of hell will be opened. And you were so right.
Unfortunately, Tom, but we were. I wish then and I wish now that had been wrong, but it's been worse than I even thought.
Yeah. And I mean, you got it on so many levels. I mean, you're a psychiatrist. You understand the psychology of the region, the differences in cultures, the, you know, how people respond to being bombed. And beyond that, you're a very astute politician. The Drudge Report and some right-wing sites, and I want to get to your trip in India in just a second here, but I want to just get this out of the way. These guys are going after you now, just like John Boehner, however you say his name, has been going after you because you outed Newt Gingrich for conspiring to break laws for which he was never held to account, to the best of my knowledge. By saying that your trip to Iraq was funded in part by Saddam Hussein. What's the deal here with these right-wingers?
Well, the fact is, Tom, that before we ever left on the trip, we had to go with an organization that had been licensed by the State Department and the Department of Treasury. And the Life Foundation that paid for the trip and really had the license had been completely vetted by George Bush's government. The real irony is that these guys are jumping up and down about the fact that their own president didn't know what was going on. We checked it out the best we could. The Council of Churches asked me to go. I said, sure, if you can arrange the trip. And they put it together and got an organization that had been vetted by the president. And lo and behold, he didn't know what he was doing again.
So. Yeah, so it turns out that the organization had, in fact, taken some money from the Iraqi government, but you didn't know it. Bush didn't know it. The State Department told you everything was fine. You went on the trip. Your eyes were opened, and you brought back valuable information. This is, it just seems like they're trying to do another political assassination. I'm just horrified.
Well, they're trying to divert attention from the fact that the surge isn't working and things are going downhill again in Iraq. They're going to have this problem right up to the election. They're going to continue to try and divert people's attention. But the fact is that what we said in 2002, 6 months before the war started, is still going on today. We predicted that the people were going to fight in the streets and that it was going to be, there weren't going to be any liberations running out, putting flowers in the ends of people's rifles and all that kind of nonsense that Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz and all the rest were giving us. And we're simply seeing another diversion right up as we come into the election. You're going to see a lot of those between now and the 4th of November.
Yeah, these guys, they have to say, look at what the right hand's doing because what the left hand is doing. Or maybe I should flip hands here in this case. look at what the left hand's doing because what the right hand is doing is really rotten. Now, you just came back from India. You're talking about a new energy partnership for India Act. On the one hand, we've got to get global warming under control, and India and China now are ramping up to, frankly, compete with the United States as major emitters of carbon. And although they still have a ways to go, India at least still has a ways to go, but that seems like a fine thing. On the other hand, I'm a little concerned that, I mean, India is very protectionist. Walmart, 97% of their entire retail sector is small family-owned businesses because it's a felony to own more than one retail store. It's a crime. Walmart has one store in India, and that's it. That's all they're allowed by law. They have a lot of laws to protect their domestic economies, and they have a lot of tariffs to prevent foreign goods from coming in to protect their domestic manufacturing base. And I'm a little worried that we may end up using solar panels here in the United States made in India. I mean, Tell me what's going on here with this and reassure me if you can.
Well, I think certainly the Indians are very much aware of the problem of global warming, and they are beginning to deal with it, and they do have a workforce that is making it possible for them to make low-cost green products like solar paneling, and they are beginning to use it. They recognize, see, they know that the glaciers up in the Himalayas, if they start to melt, the three major rivers that go into India all come off the Himalayas, and they're going to have floods followed by droughts, and they know that is going to be bad for them in the long-term future. So they're really worried about it, and we're really saying to us, we hope that the next Kyoto-like negotiation, the United States steps up. We're certainly willing to step up. We're not going to step up alone. And if the United States is willing to step up, we'll step up with them.
Yeah. So what is the nature of this cooperation going to be?
Well, I think...
And what did you learn when you were in India? What did you see?
It's going to be a lot of interesting things. For instance, growing corn for ethanol is very inefficient. It's driving up food prices. It's doing all kinds of things that are not necessarily environmentally good. The Indians, on the other hand, have been working with a seed called Jatropha, which grows almost anywhere. It's a weed. It's a very good seed for making the oil for a biodiesel fuel. And they're talking about talking with universities in the United States to be using our wasteland to grow Jatropha. They're also talking about solar projects. They're talking about geothermal. They're talking about a lot of things. They, like us, have a huge reserve of coal. And if they don't do renewable energy, they're going to use coal, which is just going to be awful. And that's why they agree with many of us that there has to be a move to renewable energy. We cannot rely on coal, either in this country or in India.
Right. Yeah, and it just it seems like a reasonable thing to be doing. Sir, you are a super delegate. One of the two senators from Pennsylvania today, Bob Casey, who is a conservative Catholic for a Democrat. I mean, he's not that Catholics are all conservative, but I mean, he's an anti-abortion, a conservative Democrat, relatively speaking. His father was the former governor, as I recall, of Pennsylvania. Just came out and endorsed Barack Obama. Senator Pat Leahy has just now publicly called just in the last few hours for Senator Clinton to step down. Chris Dodd has just said essentially the same thing. I'm wondering, you know, and you and I haven't talked about this off the air. I hope I'm not blindsiding you here. I'm wondering what your thoughts are about this Democratic primary and where it's going and how it should go.
Well, you know, I am, as you say, a superdelegate, and I've been thinking about this for a long time. And I have thought that I would wait until the convention to make any kind of decision. As I watch things evolve, I'm less and less comfortable with that. But I haven't made my mind up what I'm going to do yet. I recognize very responsible people are very concerned by what's happening in this campaign. The goal is to win in November. And to beat the Republicans,
right.
And sometimes
this year, not
people 2012. Lose sight of that.
Pardon my interrupting you.
Excuse me.
I said, pardon my interrupting you.
Oh.
And sometimes people lose sight of that. Yeah, I mean, it is this election we have to worry about, not 2012. We've got three members of the Supreme Court who are pushing. You know, I believe two of them are in their 80s, and a third close to it. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has had cancer. John Paul Stevens is in his 80s. The liberal wing of the court, as it were, the three who are still hanging on by their fingernails, are not going to make it through another presidential term. Frankly, I don't think. I mean, hopefully, but you know, it's the Supreme Court is really in the balance in this election.
I would agree. I agree with you, and that's I think having had my own experiences with the courts, I really am concerned about what happens to the Supreme Court. If we get a Supreme Court with one more negative vote on it, one more right-wing vote, we will lose all the gains that we've made since the Second World War. It is really very important that we win this election because the court is probably the most important appointment that the president makes. He does have to deal with war and the economy and a lot of other things. But our fundamental freedoms as Americans are in danger today.
Yeah, I agree. Well said. Senator Jim McDermott from the 7th District Washington State. And always a pleasure talking with you, sir. And thanks so much. And I appreciate your coming on and answering these right-wing attacks. I saw that on Drudge yesterday, and I said, we got to get Jim McDermott on and tell the true story. And I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Talk to you again.
Yeah, indeed. 16 minutes past the hour.
Speaking the truth that multinational corporations don't want you to know. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KVHX.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-801-7907. 1-800-801-7907. Call now. 1-800-801-7907. 1-800-801-7907.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Viva O'Neill with 1480 KPHX. If you are looking to heat up your business, call 602-257-1351 or log on to 1480kphx.com and click on Advertise.
Tune in Saturday at 3 p.m. for About Face. This week's guest is Paul Schrader of the Families of the Fallen for Change. The members have all had family killed in the Iraq and Afghan wars. They also attempt to speak up for the Iraqis that are dying in large numbers. Call in and join us on the Veterans for Peace show, About Face, at 3 p.m. on Saturday here on 1480.
Drum roll, please. You're about to make one of the smartest decisions of your life. You're going to get your degree online. It's a fact. People with a degree, on average, make $1 million more in a lifetime. But where are you going to go to school? There are hundreds of online colleges and universities, and thousands of programs to choose from. No worries. Cue the music. Introducing Education Connection. This amazing free service will help you find the right school for you for free every day. Education Connection matches students to schools that are perfect for them. Not sure about what to study? Log on to 14educationmatching.com and get a free personality test that can help match you to the right career. This is a $75 value, but it's yours free. So take a minute and go online and learn more about your favorite subject. You get a free personality test, a $75 value at 14educationmatching.com. The number 14educationmatching.com. That's 14educationmatching.com.
The 1-20-2009. Memo to the next president of the United States. Soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines are not wholly owned contract employees of the petroleum industry.
01-20-2009. Talk about it. Plan for it. Hope for it. Here.
1480 KPHX. The Randy Rhodes Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Okay.
Here's another song down memory lane with GW, that's me, and the Carlisle Group. Here we go. They are saying that I knew and that I lied to you.
Ouch.
But I'm not the only one.
Well, that's true.
Hiding, smoking guns. We blow smoke in your eyes.
Yeah, well, there was the New York Times and there was Fox and I guess there was all the networks, right?
Well, that's because you get news from your TV.
See?
And they cover up for me. They don't ask why towers fell, because we pay them really well to blow smoke.
22 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you, broadcasting live today from KMPT AM 930 in Missoula, Montana. And pleased to be here. Great folks, a great station, a great state, a beautiful sunny day here in Missoula. And a lot in the news. Senator Bob Casey endorsing Barack Obama. This is the guy that I'm guessing, and I don't pretend to be an expert on Pennsylvania politics. You know, we are on the air in Pennsylvania and on two, maybe three stations that I know of. But the and of course SiriusXM. But the Bob Casey is a, what do you call it? I guess you'd say kind of a Clinton Democrat. You know, a middle of the road Democrat, a traditionally relatively conservative Democrat. He's the as the article here, I'm reading this off Huffington Post right now, he's a first-term senator, son of the popular former governor of the state. He's Catholic, and like his father, is known for his opposition to abortion and his support of gun rights. And his support could help Obama make inroads among Catholic voters who preferred Clinton to Obama in earlier primaries and strongly favor her in Pennsylvania polls. So here's the guy that I think probably everybody figured was a Hillary person, and he just came out and he said, I believe in my heart there is one person who's uniquely qualified to lead us in that new direction, and that is Barack Obama. This is a big deal. At the same time, Senator Patrick Leahy, Bernie Sanders' colleague, the two senators from Vermont, Senator Leahy, who's also chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, among other things, said in an interview with Vermont Public Radio, and I'm quoting Senator Leahy here, there is no way that Senator Clinton is going to win enough delegates to get the nomination. She ought to withdraw, and she ought to be backing Senator Obama. He said, John McCain, who has been making one gaffe after another, is getting a free ride on it because Senator Obama and Senator Clinton had to fight with each other. I think that her criticism is hurting him more than anything John McCain has said. I think that's unfortunate. So Senator Leahy just coming right out and saying, Hillary Clinton drop out of the race. And then Chris Dodd saying the same thing. This is an interview with the National Journal. And he says, candidly, we cannot go five more months with this kind of daily sniping that's going on and have a candidate emerge in that convention. He says, my hope is that it'll be Barack Obama, but if it's Hillary Clinton, she too will suffer, in my view, from this kind of campaign that I think is undermining the credibility and the quality of the two candidates we have. We have two very strong candidates, so I'm worried about this going on endlessly. And to a large extent, the media and a lot of these cable networks are enjoying this. It's what's keeping them alive financially. This is the point I've been making on this program over and over again. In fact, I played that clip of a week or so ago of Chris Matthews saying, I think it was Smirkanish, one of the Pennsylvania talk show hosts he had on his show. And the guy said, oh, we're loving this. You know, everybody's coming to Pennsylvania. It's going to be a circus. And Matthews says, you sound just like my bosses. You know, they want this thing to continue. Well, of course they do. And there's big bucks to be made in cable TV with this kind of, you know, election hoop-de-doop. But, you know, hey, guys at MSNBC and CNBC and CNN and Fox and everything, you can make big bucks covering, you know, either Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama beating up on John McCain, too. So obviously I don't think that this thing is going to change between now and the Pennsylvania primary, but that's just a few weeks down the road. It's just very, very interesting what's going on. By the way, Governor Don Siegelman, the governor who, again, you know, we keep saying, don't look at the U.S. attorneys that the Bush administration fired. If you want to find where the criminal activity, in as much as it is the use of office for political means, if you want to find out where that criminal activity is, look at the U.S. attorneys who have not been fired. Like the U.S. attorney down in Alabama, whose husband ran the campaign for the Republican running for governor, who lost to Don Siegelman, and then in the middle of the night, they found a bunch of votes and said, oops, Don Siegelman lost. And when he started protesting, saying that he had been cheated out of the election, suddenly the wife of the guy who was the campaign manager for Don Siegelman's opponent, Bob Riley, the wife of the campaign manager happens to be the U.S. attorney and prosecutes him, throws his butt in jail, won't even let him, after the prosecution is successful, won't even let him out on bail. And what are they prosecuting for? For appointing a guy to the Board of Hospital Commissioners, which is an unpaid position. A guy who has already served two terms on the Hospital Commissioner Board. Who happened to give money to Siegelman's campaign, as many people have. So what, should we prosecute George Bush for giving ambassadorships to all of his top donors? I mean, it's the exact same thing, except ambassadorships actually pay money and have benefits. This guy was trying to help out his community. This is nuts. Anyhow, Don Siegelman out on bail. 27 minutes past
yet. You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. The Valley's Progressive Talk. Streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
Did you know that GEICO can also help you with renter's insurance? I mean, look around at all the cool stuff you have. Sure, that big green sombrero you got on your vacation isn't exactly a family heirloom. And granted, you can probably do without that salad spinner, but everything else is pretty valuable. Call GEICO today to find out more about renter's insurance. Green sombreros notwithstanding, you've got a lot to protect.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Cars are like clothes, and you can tell everything you need to know about a man by the way he dresses. So what does your car say about you? Now, Clean Car says you know how to take care of your ride. So come into Advance Auto Parts, buy a half gallon of Eagle One Nano Wash and Wax, and we'll throw in a 26-ounce Eagle One all-wheel and tire cleaner for free. Sale ends March 29th. That's it. Pants pressed, shoes shine. Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning. Advance Auto Parts. Keep the wheels turning.
If you had purchased gold 2 years ago, you would have seen a $10,000 investment be worth over $18,000 today. And the good news is that gold continues to be at only 40% of its previous high in 1980, considering inflation. And some experts predict gold could reach as high as $2,000 an ounce, which means investors could potentially turn a $10,000 investment into over $20,000. Now, every investment has risks, and past performance does not guarantee future returns. But you owe it to yourself to get a free consultation from the professionals at Blanchard. For over 30 years, Blanchard has helped people invest wisely in gold. In fact, Blanchard even gives you a buyback guarantee. So call for a free, no-obligation consultation on the coins that are positioned right now to give you solid returns. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity, and Blanchard has an attractive radio offer for those who call today. So call 888-730-GOLD. That's 888-730-GOLD. Don't wait. Call 888-730-GOLD. 888-730-GOLD.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Fighting the militants, I'm Ed Donahue. President Bush says the Iraqi effort to go after militants in Basra is a defining moment in the history of Iraq.
It's exactly what, you know, a lot of folks here in America were wondering whether or not Iraq would ever be able to do in the first place. And it's happening.
The U.S. military says four militants were killed in an airstrike in Sadr City in Baghdad. The Marine Corps has dropped all charges against a corporal accused of involuntary manslaughter in a squad's killing of 24 Iraqis in Haditha. The Speaker of the House thinks American athletes should attend the Olympics in Beijing in August.
Even though she says China has not met its commitment to improve human rights, Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a boycott would be unfair to the athletes who have trained hard for the competition.
Jerry Bodlander, another weak economic report has the experts talking again about a possible recession.
The Commerce Department says consumer spending edged up by just 0.1% last month. The poorest showing in almost 2 years.
That's Jackie Becerra. Wall Street, the Dow is down 26 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
You, the listeners of 1480 KPHX, are some of the most intelligent, informed, and stylish talk radio listeners in the nation. Hi, I'm Tom Hartman, and if you hadn't noticed, summer's just around the corner. Now's the time to seal your floors, patios, and decks from the damaging rays of the sun and desert environment. More often than not, sealants disintegrate and leave surfaces exposed to damage, and most sealing products are composed of ingredients that are not earth-friendly. Well, Monolithic Finishes is in the vanguard of new technology. Monolithic Finishes is committed to making the smallest possible footprint on the planet, using only natural, environmentally gentle sealants and finishes that don't sacrifice quality and durability. What about style? This technology allows you to see levels of depth, texture, and color that you simply won't see with other flooring finishes. Discover a multi-spectrum glow on every type of material. So for beautiful flooring that makes a world of difference, call Monolithic Finishes today at 505-907-8891. That's 505-907-8891. At Monolithic Finishes, your floor is their canvas. For more information, call 505-907-8891.
Need a job? There are 90 state jobs up for grabs in the 2008 legislative election. Applicants who are backstabbing, issue-dodging politicians incapable of creating any real change need not apply. Your job is informing yourself about the issues and candidates. Equality Arizona is there, asking difficult questions as the 2008 elections heat up. Tune in every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. so you can hear about those that protect the LGBT community, those that hate us, and how you can make a difference. Equality Arizona Radio, every Saturday, 10 to 11 a.m. Tune in for your voice, your issues, your community.
The information contained on your computer is worth more than the computer itself. Just imagine the cost of losing your family photos, your music, your financial information, and all the other documents you keep on your computer. Backing up your files is the only sure way to protect the information on your computer. With one call, 5-9 Computer Services will come to you to set up a backup scheme that fits your needs. Give 5-9 a call at 602-535-5699 or visit us online at aztechsupport.net.
Has this oath become nothing more than a quaint, obsolete little exercise?
Well, to the best of my ability,
serve, protect, and defend.
Spoken once every 4 years.
The Constitution of the United States.
To make us all feel like we're still a part of something.
So help me God.
01-20-2009. What'll it mean to you? Talk, listen, activate your passion. 1480 KPHX.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
It's like everything and nothing leads to wisdom. It's like no one really meant what they meant. It's like every man's a king, every house a kingdom. It's like Joe McCarthy was our acting president. Everything's A-OK in the USA and the good old USA.
And we're making it better. Day by day, step by step, getting better and better in the good old USA. The Tom Hartman radio program live from coast to coast. And broadcasting live today from AM 930 KMPT here in Missoula, Montana. And this morning we had Senator Tester on. We had Governor Schweitzer on, both of them live here in the studio. And now Senator Max Baucus, the other senator, the second senator from Montana, the second Democratic senator from what I think many people think of as a red state. But Senator Baucus, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Tom. Welcome. Good to be on.
Great to have you with us. Some of the big issues that you're looking at, and I know you just have a few minutes here, so we'll just cover these in short form. The bailout of Bear Stearns and the economy. What's your take on these issues, and what role are you playing in the Senate on these?
Well, we're asking the
You are the chairman of the. Excuse me. You're the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, are you not?
That's right.
Yeah.
We have an obligation to do a little due diligence here, a little oversight to find out exactly what the terms of the bailout are, because after all, over $30 billion of taxpayers' funds at risk, the loans made available to J.P. Morgan to Bear Stearns. So we're gonna we're in the committee here to find out what happens, so that the American taxpayers can be fairly well assured this is a pretty good deal for them. We don't want to jeopardize their position as taxpayers because of the bond.
Does the Fed, as a federally chartered but private corporation owned by its member banks, have to answer to Congress?
Yes, they do. In fact, they said they will. I've heard already directly from the Federal Reserve System, and they told me that they will be very cooperative, fully answer our questions, because after all, it's in their best interest, and it's the best interest of the country for there not to be any confrontation between the Fed and, say, Congress. Because if there is confrontation, that's going to probably tend to destabilize the system and cause a lack of investor confidence. That's,
yeah,
that
I remember those. I remember the famous story of when LBJ was president, and he, I forget who was the head of the Fed at that time, but he brought him into the White House, into the Oval Office, and he was very upset that the Fed would not lower interest rates running up to the election, slammed him up against the wall and yelled at him, and the guy still wouldn't lower interest rates.
Yeah, they're independent that way, but they at this period now with the kind of meltdown a little bit of the credit markets as well as the subprime markets, there's really an interest to be very cooperative, and I've found the Fed to be quite cooperative. They're quite helpful here.
Okay, good. Here we are. I am in Montana today, in Missoula, broadcasting live from AM 930. And Montana, a lot of farming going on in Montana, much like Michigan, where I was born and grew up, and Vermont, where I lived for many years, and New Hampshire, a lot of, you know, a very agricultural state. You're involved with the Farm Bill. What's your take on this run-up in commodity prices and talk about global food shortages and things? What should we be doing?
Well, it's the world economy is implied just very dramatically, and basically peoples around the world are moving up the food chain. The Indians are now not eating rice as much as they want pasta. That puts upward price on wheat products, but people want more meat. That put upward pressure on meat prices. But in the meantime, we need a farm bill because we don't know how long the commodity prices can be high, especially wheat and sorghum and corn, for example. And they're in American history, there's highs in farm prices, there are lows, and I think we'll get a farm bill passed to provide a kind of a safety net when this current run-up of prices no longer continues, and farmers are going to have some kind of help to continue.
Yeah, it has. I mean, you go all the way back to the founding of this country, commodity prices, agricultural prices have been cyclical. And
right.
There have been some massive and spectacular booms and busts, particularly in the late 19th and early 20th centuries.
That's right.
So
the goal really here is stability, and I think the Farm Bill will help provide that. And I think most members of Congress recognize that, so we'll get that passed pretty quickly.
Great. Well, Senator Max Baucus, I so appreciate you dropping by the program and saying hello and doing the fine job that you do representing the state of Montana and all the rest of us, really. In a way, every senator represents all of us, too. And particularly your chairmanships, and thank you so much.
Thanks, Tom, for your program.
Thanks for dropping by. Good talking with you today. Senator Max Baucus of Montana. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. And Steve in Westland, Oregon. Hey, Steve. How's Oregon?
Hey, how you doing? First-time caller, listened for a long time. I want to say that we could take that money from that illegal, immoral, ignorant war and take it and fix the infrastructure in the VA hospitals.
Amen.
Friend of mine was in Nam, and he happened to come under a mortar attack, and he tripped on a guy wire that was holding a helicopter and messed up his knee. Okay, that medical record is in St. Louis, Missouri. Okay, he requested his medical records 6 months ago, and he hasn't got them yet. In the meantime, he has to live, so he had to take a non-service-related injury to his back that he doesn't even remember injuring, so that he can get $921 a month disability, and it's illegal for him to work whatsoever for pay except for that. You know.
In other words, our system is really badly broken and terribly screwed up. Both the veteran system and the, you know, just right across the board, as Bernie was, you know, talking about. In Finland, they've got to figure it out. We've got some real problems here, shall we say, at the very least. Andrew in Hollywood, California. Hey, Andrew, what's up? No, Andrew. Steve in Plainview, New York. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how are you, Tom?
Fine.
Congratulations to staying sane.
Thank you.
I don't know if you recall, we had a conversation about 6-7 weeks ago when Ted Kennedy endorsed Obama with great theatrics.
Right.
And I said it was a metaphor for taking the Democrats off the bridge at Chappaquiddick. But also, you took umbrage when I said that the Republicans were manipulating the vote in Iowa, that they voted for Obama in order to elevate him.
Well, I thought because it's a caucus that it would be much harder to do than Rush Limbaugh's Operation Chaos right now, where he's, you know, encouraging Republicans to go into polling places and simply pull levers. I think caucuses are much harder to manipulate, you know, with crossover votes. I grew up in Michigan, and we saw this, you know, George Wallace winning the Democratic primary in Michigan, Jesse Jackson winning the Democratic primary in Michigan. These were not because Democrats were voting for them. It's because there was a concerted effort, an actual organized campaign in Michigan by the Republican Party to get Republicans to vote in the Democratic primary. When the Republicans had a relatively weak candidate for governor, they wanted to make sure that the Democratic candidate that they were running against was even weaker. And so they crossed over in the Democratic primary and got elected Jack Kevorkian, Dr. Death, the suicide doctor. They got his lawyer elected as the guy running for governor on the Democratic side. He was guaranteed to lose. These were not Democrats voting in those elections. I think in a caucus where you're meeting in a room with people from your own neighborhood and you know who each other are, it's a heck of a lot harder to manipulate the system.
There was a big crossover. The Republicans got their marching orders, and at that time it was the first caucus, the first primary, and they had to elevate Obama. That was in their strategy, their early strategy, no doubt. And
well, I'll give you that. I think that the candidate that the Republicans were the most afraid of was John Edwards. And the area where I saw them working aggressively against John Edwards was in the media, you know, trashing basically corporations that I think personally, and this is my personal conspiracy theory, and maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm not, but corporations that have strong alignments with the Republican Party historically and certainly have, you know, strong economic parallel interests, shall we say, with the Republican Party, big defense contractors like General Electric, who owns NBC. Just, you know, ignoring, by and large, the Edwards candidacy. No matter what he said, he couldn't get in the news. And when you looked at the graph, over time, as his popularity declined, it followed. It didn't lead. It followed the drop in his press coverage. So as they covered him less and less and less, he became less and less and less visible, less and less and less, you know, lower and lower in the polls. You know, but that's not, I say that not to diminish at all the quality of the candidacy of either Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I think both of them are very strong candidates, and the Republicans better, you know, be careful. They might get what they wish for. I think either one of these, either Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, can give John McCain a hell of a run for their money. We just have to stop this internecine warfare and start campaigning against John McCain rather than campaigning, you know, having these two campaign against each other. But, you know, your point's well taken. Your point's well taken. Bill in Everett, Washington. Hey, Bill, about a minute before the break. What's up?
I hate to be wrecking your program with a wacko theory, but I respect your opinion and would like your input. I think one of the things that, after watching this election and what Hillary and her campaign is doing, she is going to break away and go independent.
Like Joe Lieberman? I don't think so. I believe it was Nick Kristof, and I've got to track this down. I was trying to track it down. Somebody sent it to me an email this morning, who wrote an op-ed saying that the buzz is that Clinton is expecting McCain to be a one-term president because of his age, and that she will then run in 2012. Now, that's either a scurrilous rumor designed to trash Hillary Clinton, and if so, then I let me apologize right now for passing it along, although it's out there, it's all over the place. Or it's a strategy, and if it's a strategy, then I don't think it's a strategy that'll work, because I think to the extent that she hurts herself in this campaign, she's going to hurt herself in any future campaigns. And that's why both campaigns need to get positive again. 45 minutes past.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, your radio support group for We the People. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Espinoza with Central Dental Care, home of the pain-free smile makeover. If you're looking for a painless dentist, call me at 602-943-7297. But if you'd like a painless way to grow your business, I have to tell you how impressed I've been with the return on my marketing investment since advertising on 1480 KPHX. Traffic to my dental practice has only increased since advertising on 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To learn more, click on the advertising link at 1480kphx.com.
There is no reason to live in fear, and your home in particular should be somewhere you can relax. Your home is no place to be fearful, yet we all know someone who was caught unprepared. The bottom line is, you have a family and pets you are responsible for. Protect Your World Alarms wants your home to be your haven. Protect Your World Alarms is locally owned and provides alarms for asset protection to monitor carbon monoxide levels and alert you to fires. Protect Your World Alarms offers a complete range of home security solutions, to include the latest security cameras so you can monitor your home or business online 24 hours a day. For less than a dollar a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. To find out if your home is at risk, call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003, or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Your home is not just a house, it's your whole world. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com or call 623-205-8003.
Hi folks, Bill Einelli, broker-owner of Einelli & Associates. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 for Real Estate Matters. We break down the market like no other show in the valley. Special guest, news you can use, the email bag, name that tune, and your phone calls are all part of the number one real estate show in Arizona. Real Estate Matters, Saturday mornings at 11 on 1480 KPHX.
You don't have much time left to file your taxes. We know. You want to save money, so you'll just do it yourself or go to one of those national chain places that popped up next to your grocery store. Think you're saving money? Think again. Call Business Needs at 602-595-5210. For personal or business taxes, Business Needs is your local tax solution. Their tax professionals are there all year long serving Valley residents and businesses. So if you've just found the 1099 you earned for a side job, or did your taxes and realized your child or student entitles you to a tax credit, they're there 365 days a year to make sure you receive all that is owed back to you. This tax year and every tax year, Business Needs wants to earn you as a client for life. April 15th is just around the corner. Make your appointment today. Call Business Needs, your personal and business tax specialist. For all your needs, call Business Needs at 602-595-5210.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon. then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And thanks so much to my producer, Sean Taylor, to Louise Hartman, to Chris Rosen, Lauren Kirshner, Marcus Hillman, Sean Kensing, all at Air America Radio, to Sue Nethercutt, the folks in our chat room, to Mike Toth, who does our audio archives on our website, which has been down for the last week. We're going to get them back up here. To our affiliates, our sponsors, and to you for listening to our program. Thanks so much. Victoria Jones on the line with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com. Hey, Victoria, haven't talked to you in a while. How's everything?
Everything's very well. And yourself?
Just fine. It's always wonderful to hear your voice.
Oh,
what's up in Washington? Thank you. What's up in Washington, D.C.?
Well, I went to the joint press availability between President Bush and the Australian Prime Minister, the new Australian Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, this morning, hoping to learn something and to be enlightened as to the state of the world, the situation between the two countries, and hoping that there will be some tough questions asked and answers given on the deteriorating situation in Iraq.
Right. And?
Well,
you really and genuinely expected tough answers and tough questions and real answers in a briefing with this administration?
Well,
you know.
Well, I showed
Victoria.
Up anyway. I went.
Okay. So. All right.
I went.
And what?
There were some decent questions asked. The New York Times asked a decent question. The two Australian reporters asked tough questions. And all the questions were, there were a couple of questions about Tibet, but basically the questions were about Iraq. And they were along the lines of how can you say the relations are good between the two countries when Australia has just pulled its forces out? And of course the questions were also about the deteriorating situation. And I was kind of flummoxed to hear the reply of President Bush when asked about the troops that have been pulled out by Australia, that he said of this, that they're pulling the troops out, when he's, of course, referred to our pulling troops out, or the democratic plan of pulling troops out, basically as defeat, that pulling of troops out was a, quote, return on success.
Right. This is where they have to, you know, I mean, if a Democrat is elected president in the next election, and this is looking increasingly unlikely, but if a Democrat is elected president, he or she simply needs to declare victory and get out. To paraphrase Senator, I forget his name, the old senator from Vermont back during the Vietnam era, he said, why don't you just declare victory and get out? And it would have saved a lot of lives, and it would now if we did the same, in my opinion.
I'm interested that you think along the same lines that I do, that a Democratic president's looking increasingly unlikely. That's the way I'm seeing it, too.
Yeah, as a consequence of this ongoing food fight. Or whatever. I don't know how to characterize it.
It's worse than a food fight now. I think they're throwing missiles at this point.
Yeah, yeah. Have you been in on any of these conference calls between the two by the surrogates for the two campaigns?
No, I really haven't. I've missed out on them. I've heard reports of them from people who've been in on them, and they sound like the most strange kind of theater that you can imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think the whole thing is just tragic for the Democratic Party, but in any case, so what else is going on in Washington D.C. that we need to
Well, the cherry blossoms are coming out, but that's really the main thing. The other piece of it was that the President Bush was at pains to point out to us that despite the fighting, that things are going well in Iraq.
Do you've been an observer of President Bush for many years. You're a accredited White House reporter. You're in the room with him a lot. From the outside, from where I am, it seems that over the years he has been very uneven. Sometimes he's up, sometimes he's down. And of course, a certain amount of that kind of goes with the job. But I'm wondering if it seems to you like maybe this is a guy who has been changing his meds a lot lately, or who has, he has some sort of emotional instability, or is he the same guy that he's always been when you go to these conferences? And just, to the rest of us, it looks like we're seeing different sides of him.
I think he's somebody who's pissed off.
About what?
That the world doesn't see things the same way that he does.
Oh,
and I don't think he understands why the world doesn't see it his way.
That's a very adolescent worldview or perspective on his part, if that's the case.
I just sometimes get that impression that that's how he thinks, that why doesn't everybody else see it my way? It's so clear to me, and I think his worldview is very clear and simplistic and black and white, and that he doesn't get why nobody else gets it.
Right. Well, he's surrounded by people who simply tell him what he wants to hear. You know, there is no dissent within the Bush cabinet and among the Bush advisors. So
there's no room for nuance. That's why the Department of State has been marginalized.
Right, right. Throughout his administration, in fact. It's a terrible thing. We have just a minute left, Victoria. Anything else you want to share with us, or shall I pick up a quick phone call here, or what?
I would take a quick phone call.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for dropping by today. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much indeed.
Great having you on. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News, talkradionews.com. Anthony in Seattle. Hey, Anthony, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, Tom. I really, really wish... well, first of all... Does Harry Reid appoint the committee,
committee
Max Baucus?
I don't know how that works, frankly. I think that there's, you know, seniority and people, seniority on committees, and there's sort of an organic process. But it may well be that the Senate leadership appoints him. That would be a good question to ask Bernie. He would know.
Well, basically, I think that Bernie needs to be in charge of the Senate Banking Committee, not Max Baucus. I think we need to have somebody, again, like what's his name out of California, that really tough congressman.
Mm-hmm. You mean like Henry Waxman?
Yeah.
Is that who you're thinking of? Yeah, we need
to crack down on all of the banks. They're just out of control.
Well, you know, we don't know that Max Baucus isn't going to do that. he's seriously looking into this stuff. So time will tell. Anyhow, thanks a lot for your call. Coming up Monday, economics professor Dr. Brad Schiller is going to tell us why the average middle-class American family is doing just fine, thank you very much. And we're going to confront the issue of spy-in-the-sky drones, but it's being deployed by the Miami Police Department. Strange. And don't forget, my friends, democracy begins with you, activism begins with you. Tag, you're it. Have a great weekend.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com. In the bizarro world of neoconservative politics, controlling the message is important, but not as important as taking the truth out for a joyride. In fact, in the neoconservative world, the truth is irrelevant. Up becomes down, heroes become traitors, and drilling for oil becomes exploring for energy. This is the core of Cracking the Code, the new book by Tom Hartman. In Cracking the Code, How to Win Hearts, Change Minds, and Restore America's Original Vision, Air America radio host Tom Hartman explains the art and science of political persuasion and how the brain processes fear and emotion, the right wing's messages of choice. Cracking the Code exposes how right-wing politicians recreate reality, spinning the truth to suit their agenda. But best of all, this book shows progressives how to tackle the propaganda head-on, how to push back against illogical logic, and how to effectively communicate the truth. Once you realize torture is now called enhanced interrogation, when the surge is indeed an escalation, and this endless occupation is being labeled a war, now you're cracking the code. Get Cracking the Code by Tom Hartman. Available at bookstores everywhere.
Let's talk about mortgage insurance for a moment. Did you know that mortgage insurance is required on any loan above 80% of the equity on the home? That's right. As home values decline, the equity amount on your home will most likely decrease as well. As soon as it hits 80% of your loan amount, you'll be required to pay mortgage insurance on top of your current payment. Don't let an extra payment weigh you down. Now is the time to call 76 Mortgage to refinance out of that ARM into a low 30-year fixed before home values decline even more. 76 Mortgage can help you find out how much equity you have in your home, how close or far you are from that 80% mark, and save you hundreds of dollars on your monthly payment. For your free savings analysis, call 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. They'll listen to your unique situation and get you into the loan that's right for you. And 76 Mortgage is locally owned and a proud sponsor of 1480 KPHX. BK number 0907413. Don't get stuck paying mortgage insurance. Call 602-265-LOAN today.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The Iraqi military is battling Shiite militias in Basra. In some neighborhoods in Baghdad, U.S. forces have come under fire. A U.S. helicopter has fired a missile into one of those neighborhoods, and a U.S. airstrike has been called on Basra. President Bush today praised the Iraqi prime minister for taking the action.
With tough fighting raging in Baghdad's Sadr city and the southern port city of Basra, the president calls this a defining moment in Iraq's post-Saddam history. And he says it's a key test of the Baghdad government.
It's exactly what, you know, a lot of folks here in America were wondering whether or not Iraq would ever be able to do in the first place. And it's happening.
Bush cautions the fighting may take a while, but he says it's a tribute to Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki that he decided it was time to take on criminals and Shiite insurgents, and he drew up plans to make it happen. Mark Smith at the White House.
The Marines are now dropping all charges against a Lance Corporal who was accused of involuntary manslaughter in a squad's killing of 24 Iraqis in Haditha in 2005. The case was dropped just as jury selection was about to begin. A suspect is in custody in Virginia who is believed to have been involved in a series of highway shootings early yesterday morning between Charlottesville and Waynesboro. Gunshots hit two cars, a van, a tractor trailer, another vehicle, and an unoccupied dump truck. Two people were hurt, but not seriously. But now police say the highway should be safe.
Everyone can, I think, rest compared to the state that we were in overnight.
A charter bus carrying 46 Alabama school children on a field trip to an aquarium has overturned on a freeway near Birmingham. Four people, including three kids, have been taken to hospitals. One inmate is dead, 15 others hospitalized after a riot at a federal prison in South Texas. A pair of fights broke out at the prison this morning. What sparked the brawl is still under investigation. This riot is the second in Texas in recent weeks. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow down 26 points. This is AP Radio News. A key endorsement in the Keystone State today. Senator Bob Casey is backing Barack Obama.
I believe in my heart that there's one person who's uniquely qualified to lead us in that new direction, and that is Barack Obama.